KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyFit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on this blistery summer day? If it's your house, you are in the right place because that's what we're doing. In fact, we just put down the tools to turn on the microphones and talk to you guys. So we're taking a little break here from the heat and the AC at the studio. But if you got a question, we'd love for you to hop inside and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or if you're in the middle of a project and you're, hey, listening to us on the roof, as long as you're careful, you could dial up 888-MONEYPIT right from your cell phone and get through to us, and maybe we'll help you get off that roof. Whatever project you're working on, give us a call right now, 1-888-666-3974. We are here to help you, to advise you, to guide you, to be your cheerleaders, and help you get going on this project and mark it done. Help yourself first, though, by getting in touch with us, either by calling 888-MONEYPIT or posting your question at moneypit.com. Okay, coming up on today's show, which, by the way, is episode 2018 episode that we've done.
It's a much better year.
Yeah, it was a better year back then.
It is.
Back then, before the pandemic. This time of year, though, there's a lot of towns that are in summer that are imposing limits on outdoor water use, right? And when that happens, you kind of wonder if your lawn is destined for failure. Is it going to become like this dead, dry wasteland of a yard? Well, it won't as long as you avoid one thing. We're going to tell you what you need to know to conserve water and still have a beautiful yard throughout a possible drought.
And if you're lucky enough to have a built-in pool, you might not feel quite as lucky when you have to pay the bills to heat that pool. We're going to tell you how you can use a free energy source to heat your pool and extend that swimming season.
And if you're thinking about taking on a tile project this summer, well, choosing the right look is only part of the project. We're going to give you some tips on how to choose the best type of tile for your project just ahead.
And we're giving away one of my favorite tools this hour because I use these a lot on a lot of projects. And I'm talking about the Arrow GT300 glue gun. And it was named the best glue gun in Popular Mechanics 2020 Tool Awards. And we've got one to give away this hour so you can get started on pretty much a ton of craft home improvement projects immediately when it arrives at your door.
Yeah, so basically we're saying stick around. Could win a glue gun. Get it? Make that you. Call us now, 1-888-MONEYFIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Lots of folks want to talk to us, Leslie. Who's first?
Carol in California is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I have an old house that's high off the ground, and it's one of the houses that when they dismantled the camps, you know, they took houses out and people bought them and set them up. And it's all open underneath, and it is freezing cold in the winter and very hot in the summer. Is there something that I can do underneath the house.
So there's no insulation?
No, I don't think so. Very little, if any.
Yeah. Are there open? Is it like a sort of open floor joist? Like, do you see the floor joist when you look under and up?
You know what? I haven't been under the house.
Yeah. Well, look, you got to get somebody under there, Carol, to see what the structure is. But we have the technology, okay? You know, if it's
okay.
A standard floor joist construction, you can add insulation in between the floor joist. And then under that, you could use 2-inch insulating foam board and then nail that to the bottom of the floor. And that would seal up the floor from the cold air that's getting up in there. And that would also take a look at the attic to make sure that that's insulated. And you just may have a house that needs a few very basic energy-saving improvements to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're heading down to Florida, where Will is dealing with some unexpected visitors, daddy long-legged spiders. How can we help you?
Hot in the garage, and there's a lot of daddy long-legs. I tried spraying a couple of different things inside the garage, and they seem to keep coming back, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can give you a recipe for a sort of a natural way to deter them, and that is if you take a cup of white vinegar and a third cup of vanilla extract, if you put that in a spray bottle and you shake it and spray the areas where the daddy long legs have been spotted indoors and out, that smell, that combination of the vinegar and vanilla is really offensive to them, and it will repel the insects without you having to add any additional toxins to your environment. The other thing to do is sort of basic cleaning, in the sense that when you see the spiders in the nest, make sure you're vacuuming them up. That's the easiest way to get rid of them and to keep that space as dry as you can. And then finally, you could use sticky traps as well. Sticky traps, if you lay them where you start to see them collect, they will get stuck to them and they won't go any further. So there is a few ways for you to deal with it. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
All right, excellent. Well, good luck with the project.
Now we've got Janet in Georgia on the line who wants to help with a decking project. What's going on at your money pit?
I just had a deck built last month, and already some of the boards are kind of shrinking because it's been raining on and off a little bit.
Okay.
And I was wondering when it would be the best time to stain the wood. Is it that I'm staining it against the water, or I'm just staining it in general?
Okay. Do you know what material your deck was made out of?
We bought the wood at Home Depot. It was supposed to be a pre-treated wood.
So just a pressure-treated lumber.
Pressure-treated. That's correct.
Okay. So really what I always do with the pressure-treated lumber, just because of the fact that, you know, they inject a different type of chemical into the wood itself to make it weather resistant. So it can be a little wet. And since you're dealing with a high moisture situation in your weather anyway, you might just want to give it the summer season to sort of dry out as best it can. And then in the autumn, when you're dealing with some drier, low humidity weather, it could be a great time to put a finish on it. Now, you do want to let it dry out. So if you're dealing with some wet weather as you're getting into a weekend that you want to work on the project, wait until you've had a good few days of dryness and you know it's going to be dry the day you're working, so that that wood does get a chance to dry out. And then depending on how it looks and the look that you want, I definitely wouldn't paint it, because paint is just going to sit right on top of that lumber and then just peel off throughout the winter season, and, you know, you'll have to do something again in the spring.
Right. I really didn't want painting because I just like the look of the wood, and I know that there's something that I have to do every so often. They tell me every year I'd have to stain it or something.
It really depends on what manufacturer's stain that you buy. And keep in mind, there's solid color stains and there's semi-transparent stains. So if you want to see the grain in the wood, you'll want to go with something more semi-transparent so that you'll actually get some color or just some natural tone, and you'll be able to see that grain through it. And you want to apply it just in the way that the manufacturer says. And you're probably going to get about 3 years on horizontal surfaces, maybe 5 on vertical before you've got to tackle it again. Depends on how dry that lumber is on that decking when you do, you know, put the stain on.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, are you facing a water shortage in your part of the nation and you want to save your lawn from becoming a dry wasteland? Well, it is possible as long as you don't do one thing. We'll tell you what that is and how you can conserve water and still have that beautiful yard when the Money Pit returns. Need a little break from the news of the day? Join us on the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast for tips, ideas, and inspiration to make your home the best it can be.
From our home to yours, we'll share easy DIY projects you can tackle without ever leaving your home. From simple kitchen and bath spruce-ups to creating comfortable outdoor rooms, painting, decor, and more.
Plus, we'll answer your questions and even provide tips on simple repairs. Subscribe to the Money Pit wherever you get your podcasts or go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we invite you to subscribe to the Money Pit Podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You'll get two new episodes every week, and it's available wherever you get your pods. Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around because we are giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun. This is a high temp glue gun that's heavy duty and it's durable. It's good for pros and DIYers. We like that it heats up fast. It's got a drip resistant nozzle. Oh my gosh. I so appreciate that because I'm always dripping hot glue on something, usually part of my body too, like my leg or my hand or something. You get used to like sucking up the pain. heels,
that
right?
is why you keep a dish of ice water right next to you.
Oh, that's smart. Well, see, I'm not that smart, so I just suck up the pain until it cures. But it's cool. It's ergonomically designed. It's also comfortable to use. You know, my hand always cramps up because I'm trying to keep pressure on the glue stick. This is designed so that doesn't happen. And it's got a really tight nose design, so if you're trying to get in a hard-to-reach corner or you need a little extra reach in a tight work area, you got it. So great tool. It's good for school and craft projects, home repairs, carpentry, you name it. It's worth $49. Going to go out to you if you pick up the phone and we draw your name out of the Money Pit hard hat. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right. Now we've got Ben in Nebraska on the line who's dealing with a hot attic. Tell us what's going on.
My attic temperature has been peaking at about 45 to 48 above ambient temperature. And I can describe what kind of roof. It's a hip roof, and it's probably about 42 feet long. And I've got like 13 feet of ridge up above, and I was just wondering what would be the way to go, a ridge vent or a wind turbine or maybe electric roof fan?
Okay, well, first of all, a hip roof is among the most difficult types of roofs to vent because you have such a small ridge. That said, what I would do is make sure that you have a continuous ridge vent on that ridge. That's the first part. The second part is you need to make sure you have continuous soffit vents all around the overhang at the edge of the roof, because the air theoretically will enter the soffit, go up under the roof sheathing, and exit at the ridge. Does that make sense?
Well, it was a place built in 76, and it had vinyl soffitting put over it and darn few vents. And I just recently got done putting some extra soffit space in there, but that didn't really seem to make any difference.
Well, are the soffits fully vented right now, Ben?
No. Start with the old holes. They put in a couple panels of vented.
Oh, so they covered the old wood soffits with ventilated panels? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the old wood soffits were about 14 by 6, and there was like three on the long end and two on the short.
Yeah, you have. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen this many times. In fact, when I was a home inspector, I used to check for this by sort of pressing up on that soft vinyl soffit. It looks all pretty and vented to find solid plywood underneath. It's a problem. You really have to take the vinyl soffit material down and remove all of the old wood soffit material so that now it's fully open. And then you can put the vinyl perforated soffit material back up, and you'll have a fully vented soffit. You can't just put vented vinyl on top of wood soffit that has even vents sort of cut into it, because you're just not getting enough airflow in. With a hip roof, the best place to get airflow is at those soffits, and if they're choked off, it's never going to be cool up there. So I would start by opening up those soffits and adding a good quality ridge vent. Take a look at the vents that are made by CertainTeed, the Air Vent Corporation. And I say that because those vents have sort of a baffle design that improves the negative pressure at the ridge, which helps draw more air out of it. I don't like the ridge vents that look kind of like corrugated cardboard. They don't have enough cross ventilation, enough way to get air out. I like to see vents that are big and fully open so that the air can really pull out of that. But I think a good quality ridge vent and soffit vents that are properly open all around is really going to solve this issue for you, Ben, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, with all the water shortages across the nation, many towns are imposing limits on outdoor water use in the summer, and homeowners are wondering how to avoid having their yards turn into a dead, dry wasteland. Well, you can conserve water and still have a beautiful yard, and it all starts with your soil.
That's right. So the first step may be to amend your soil so that the plants don't need as much water. Now, soil amendment is pretty much just a fancy word for something you mix into the soil to improve it. And if you've got sandy, gravelly, or decomposed, like granity kind of soil, you can help it hold water and nutrients better by adding a well-decomposed material like compost or aged manure or peat. And if you've got soil that's more clay-like, you can improve its aeration and filtration by adding something that's fibrous, like composted wood chips and peat and straw. You also want to pay attention to the soil pH. It really controls how available nutrients are for a plant to use. And for about $20, you can get a soil test online that covers covers pH and a bunch of other categories, so you'll know exactly where you're starting and what you might need to do to improve it.
All right, so now that you have good soil, now you've got to choose plants that are, one, native to your region, and two, able to thrive in your area's heat zone. Now, native plants are more likely to withstand drought conditions with limited damage. And finally, we've got to talk about watering. You know, it's important to make sure that the water you give your plants is going to be as effective as possible. So you can use drip irrigation rather than overhead watering. Your plants are going to take in water more efficiently when you apply it directly to the root rather than to the leaves. And watering directly at the root also conserves water that could be lost to evaporation or runoff during overhead watering. Now, if you water early in the day, preferably before 6 a.m., that's also going to prevent evaporation. Watering towards the evening really isn't good because if a plant goes to bed while the roots are still wet, it could develop a fungal disease, and then that's not going to be great for anything.
The key here is to water deeply but infrequently. A good soaking once a week should be plenty. And finally, here's the one thing you never want to do to a lawn when you have a drought. You know what that is? Walk on it. Even though it looks dead and dry and brown, it will turn green quickly when you start watering it again. But if you walk on that dead, brown, dry grass, you truly will kill it, and it will not come back until the following season. So if we get into a drought situation, try to limit the areas of your lawn that you're walking on. Stick to the paths if you can. If you keep the kids and the pets off the lawn and yourself, it's going to come back real quick as soon as you can water it again.
Now we've got Terry in Pennsylvania on the line who's got a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have white aluminum gutters, and on the gutters that face the southern exposure, the part of the gutter that faces out is turning black, and there's like where the water runs off it.
Right.
It's like a dark gray, and just water drips all along the face of the gutter.
So does it seem like the gutters are overflowing and the water is coming over the top and getting these sort of drip marks? Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, I have it. What's called like a gutter insert to keep the leaves out.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, well, I'm pretty sure that that's not causing it because I had the same problem when I lived on Long Island, and it was only the gutters that faced south. And on Long Island, we had a white aluminum top to the gutter to keep the leaves out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the water would roll off of that and then go into the, it would be caught into the gutter. So it's a different type of leaf system, but I'm still having the same black drip.
Right. Okay, so first of all, I would make sure that the gutters are not blocked and the water isn't backing up and overflowing that particular gutter so that because that water rolling over the top of it can get behind it, it can rot out your fascia. The dark stains are probably from the water and tree sap and everything else that gets into those gutters. The gutters also fade quite easily. The paint wears off and fades quite easily. So I don't think it's a stain that you're going to actually have to be able to clean. I think what you're going to end up having to do here, Terry, is repaint those gutters. So what I would do is I would wash them down with a trisodium phosphate, get as much of that gunk off, then I would prime them and I would paint them again. But do make sure that they're not clogged because that can be leading to the problem.
Right, yeah. No, they're definitely not clogged. And I tried scrubbing it. The ones that aren't on the second story where it's worse, but the ones that are on the first story, I tried cleaning it with like a Fantastic, and it bleaches the stain a little bit, but I didn't realize that the aluminum gutters, was it like a hydrostatic or electrostatic painting process?
What happens is, and you'll see this, if you take the gutter and you wipe your hand over it, you'll probably get some white paint that will come off. It oxidizes because it's exposed to UV. And so the paint doesn't tend to last more than maybe 10 years or so on an aluminum gutter. So I think, though, if you clean off as much of the stain as you can, prime it and paint it, it'll look great.
All right, great. I'll give it a try.
Terry, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Get in on the fun with all the home improvement questions, tips, tricks. We are here to give a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, solar energy can help heat a home on the cheap, but it can also help heat your swimming pool. We'll share some details next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at the Money Pit at 888-MONEY PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can download the Home Advisor app to get instantly matched with top local pros for any home project. You can read reviews and book appointments online for free.
888-666-3974.
Harold in Illinois needs some help with drywall repair. What can we do for you?
What I'm really want to know is, I hear different stories about fiber mesh and paper, you know, for drywall. And my experience has been maybe fiber mesh isn't for corners and butt joints and things of that nature. Maybe that's just for paper. But which one's stronger?
Now, Harold, I'm going to say this in a way that I hope doesn't offend anybody, but I feel like both are really great for a seaming application or repair in drywall. It depends on the skill level of the person doing the seaming, repairing application of either the paper or the fiberglass. Both are going to do a great job. It's just that with paper tape, there's a little bit more finesse as to how it needs to be applied, how it needs to be sanded, reapplied, feathered out, to make sure that that tape really stands up and does a good job. With the fiberglass, you know, that mesh tape, it sort of has, you know, the openings in the mesh itself allow for, you know, the compound to get in and behind it and really stick around. You still have to do sanding and layers and, you know, have some finesse there as well. But, you know, it almost requires an artisan to do the paperwork. That's why I think when it comes to an average do-it-yourselfer, we tend to lead towards the mesh.
Okay. That works.
All right, Harold, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, swimming pools can sometimes need a little heat boost to be comfortable, but that heat can be costly. The good news is that you can heat your pool on the cheap by taking advantage of the free energy provided by the sun.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to put that pool cover to work. You want to use it every night. That's going to help hold in solar heat that's absorbed by the pool water during the day, and that's going to increase the pool's average temperature by 4 to 5 degrees. Now, to soak up maximum heat during the day, pools should be uncovered and in full sun between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. If nearby trees are interfering with that amount of sun exposure, try to trim them back when you can to allow for that much sun.
You can also tap into even more free energy by adding a solar pool heating system. But even if you just adjust your routine with pool covers, you could harness enough heat to actually extend that swimming season by up to 6 weeks.
Dixie in Illinois has a question regarding a crack in the basement and the possibility of it caving in. Dixie, are you calling us from like a pile of rubble, or are you just concerned?
I'm actually concerned because it started out with just hairline cracks, you know, following along the concrete blocks, and there's cracks in each corner of the foundation above ground, as well as these cracks in the walls below in the basement. But the cracks are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, there's some of them that are gaping, you know, like I want to even say an inch and a half, 2 inches.
You have an inch and a half crack. You mean width? It's open an inch and a half.
You can't see through the crack. But the walls are bending in. We've even put, like, reinforcement.
All right, so horizontally, like the cracks are horizontal and they're bending in, Dixie?
Most of the ones that are bending in are horizontal, yes. But the cracks do go up and down as well.
All right, so you need to immediately contact a structural engineer and have the foundation inspected. This sounds serious. I can tell you that typically horizontal cracks are caused by frost heave, where the drainage conditions are poor at the outside of the house, water collects there, soil freezes and pushes in. But you have that many cracks, and those cracks are that significant. You need not a contractor. I want you to find a structural engineer. You're just hiring this guy to inspect the home and prepare a report discussing the condition of the foundation. And if repairs are needed, the engineer should specify those repairs. Then you can bring a contractor in to follow the engineer's specification and make the repairs. And then finally, make sure you bring the structural engineer back to inspect and certify that they were done correctly. Because at this point, unless you follow those steps just like that, you're going to have a serious deficit to the home value. So that's why if you have it inspected by a structural engineer, repaired by a contractor per the engineer's specs, and certified by the engineer as okay, you have kind of a pedigree for that repair you can pass on to future home buyers. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. But how do you find a structural engineer?
So there'll be local engineering companies. You could also check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI, ASHI.org. Now, those guys will not necessarily be a structural engineer, but there may be an engineer among them that's also a home inspector. All right. Thank you very much, Dixie. I hope that helps you out.
What are you working on? We would love to help you get that project done. So give us a call with anything. It's a home repair, home improvement, design, decor, outdoor decor, whatever it is. We are here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, if you're thinking about taking on a tile project, choosing the right look is only part of that project. We're going to have tips on how to choose the best type of tile in today's pro project presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best local service pros in your area. Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got a question about a home project? We can help. Call us now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. Are you dealing with a leaky faucet, a cracked wall, or a lawn that just doesn't seem to want to mow itself?
Well,
Home, Home Advisor can match you with the best local pro for every project.
Definitely. Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around because we've got Leslie's favorite tool in the world, the Arrow GT300 glue gun. Leslie, why do you like this glue gun so much?
I mean, it's really a fantastic glue gun. First of all, it's going to heat your glue gun quickly. It's super heavy duty and it's durable, so you're not constantly replacing those craft store glue guns that you get and tend to just go through. It's going to heat up fast, plus it has a drip resistant nozzle and a glue control adjustable knob. So you can really get the right amount of glue without wasting glue, without unnecessarily burning something, burning yourself. It's a great design, so you don't have to squeeze the handle so hard to get a constant, even flow of glue. I mean, it's really great. It's good for a school project if you're supervising the kids. It's good for home design, decor, repair. I've always got one going at the shop in the studio for ABC. I've always got one at home. I feel like it's something that just helps to get all my projects done. And you can have one, too. It's worth $49. It's the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and it's going out to one lucky caller this hour.
Make that you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Eric in Arkansas is on the line and has a problem with smoke damage in his money pit. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I recently bought a foreclosure that's got some smoke and fire damage. And I was curious, is there a product or a special way that the walls need to be treated, some kind of special primer to cover up the smoke damage, to get rid of the smell, or do I have to gut the whole thing?
You know, one of the best primers for this particular purpose is made by Zinsser, and it's called BIN, B-I-N. And essentially, it's a synthetic shellac, and what it does is completely seal in the odor that's kind of soaked into that wall. So if you do a really good job applying this type of a primer, I think that the odor will go away, and you'll have a terrific base upon which to apply your sort of top coat of color.
Okay, Zinsser, is that what it's called?
Zinsser is a manufacturer, and their product is called BIN, B-I-N.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, are you planning on taking on a new tile project? If so, most of us start by selecting the tile colors and designs. But before you get that far, it's a good idea to understand the types of tile that are available to you. We're going to have tips on how to do just that in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Leslie?
That's right. You know, for most tile projects, you're going to be deciding between two types, ceramic tile and porcelain tile. And it's important to understand that there's actually a difference there. Now, ceramic tile can be naturally colored, or if you leave them unglazed like a terracotta tile, or they can feature colored or highly designed surfaces, which you can then put a glaze on top of. Now, most ceramic tiles either have a white or a red body coloration underneath whatever that glazed colored top layer is. And since ceramic tiles are less dense, they are more susceptible to breaking if heavy objects fall on them, like pots and pans, which, you know, you're putting these tiles generally in a kitchen. And I have a ceramic tile. I have that unglazed saltillo, the terracotta tile in the kitchen, and they really do take a beat. But I find that they kind of still look good as they get the wear and tear.
It doesn't show, right? It doesn't show. Yeah. Now, the other popular option is porcelain tile. Now, porcelain tiles are made of porcelain clays, and they're fired at a much higher temperature than ceramic tiles, and that makes them really tough. They're more dense, they're less porous, they're a lot harder, and they're less prone to moisture and stain absorption than regular ceramic tiles. All reasons why most porcelain tiles are a good option for indoor and outdoor projects. Now, for both ceramic and porcelain tile, it is really important you choose the right underlayment. You can use a product like Fiber Fusion, which is a waterproof underlayment that absorbs that subfloor movement, and it's going to add strength to the mortar and prevent tile cracks.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has local pros for every project. Download the Home Advisor app and get started today. Now we're going to talk to Blair in Virginia, who's taking on a painting project. Tell us about the ceiling you're working on.
I pulled out my towel washer and decided to clean off the deck and the walls and the ceiling. And now the ceiling needs to be repainted. And it was originally painted with an oil-based paint. I would like to not use oil base. I would like to go over it with a water base, but I don't know, first off, if I can do that, or and what would be the best brands to look into.
So the first question is adhesion. What's the ceiling made out of? Is this a drywall ceiling, a wood ceiling? What is it?
It's a wood ceiling.
What kind of wood?
It's a plot-to-supply wood.
The first thing I would do, now that you've got this all cleaned off, is I would prime it, and I would use either an alkyd primer, which is water-based, or I would use an oil primer, just the primer. The primer, it's important that it sticks really, really well. And it's also important that it adheres to whatever was there initially. And, you know, through the life of that ceiling, it may have had different paints, different finishes on it. We want to make sure we get primer on there that's going to have a real adhesive effect. Because once you get primer that sticks really well, then you could put latex ceiling paint or any type of, like, solid stain or something like that on top of it. But you got to use a good quality primer. That's really critical. So do the primer first. On top of that, since it's wood, you could use solid stain or you could use exterior paint. I would stick with a flat, though, if you're going to use the paint.
Right, right. Okay. So as long as I prime it well.
You would probably be more tempted to use that than oil-based, but honestly, oil-based works better than anything else. I just repainted my entire house, and I have a cedar house. And we use solid stain, which I'm always promoting on the radio show because it has the most pigment in it. But what I don't mention is that we had to prime this. We primed the entire house. And the last time, you know when the last time was I painted my house?
When?
14 years ago. 14 years because I used oil-based primer back then and solid stain. And I did the same thing all over again because I want to get another 14 years out of it. But that's what you'll get if you do it right.
Okay. I can do that then. Thank you very much.
And good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Don't be afraid. Give us a call. Send us an email. Post your question, whatever it is. We are here to lend a hand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, are your kids complaining they're bored this summer? Well, hold the puzzles and give them something useful to do instead. We've got tips for tackling home improvement with kids coming up.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at the Money Pit. Call us anytime at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
Whatever's on your to-do list, slide it over to ours by calling us at 888 Money Pit or posting it on the Money Pit's Facebook page, which is what Darcy did in Illinois.
That's right. Now, Darcy writes, what direction should the blades turn on a ceiling fan during the warm months and during the cold months? I was always told that the blade should push the air down during the warm months and pull the air up during the cold months.
You know, this is kind of one of those, like, settle a bet kinds of questions, right? I think, first of all, most people don't know that you can use a ceiling fan in both winter and summer because it has a reversible motor. If you kind of look carefully at your ceiling fan, you'll see that there's usually a very subtle little black switch on the side of it, and it's really just two positions, right? Forwards and backwards. And during the winter, you want to set the ceiling fan to turn clockwise to move the rising warm air down into your room, so it sort of pushes that heat down. But when the weather heats up, you set the fan to turn counterclockwise for a cooling breeze. It's going to pull up that cooler air from the floor and move it around the room that way. So it definitely is something that you should do seasonally. And by the way, when you're doing that, you can clean those ceiling fan blades because they get pretty disgusting. We're using a little trick of the trade. You slip a pillowcase over it, because if you slip the pillowcase over it and you hold it tight to both sides of the blade and pull it off, all of that crud and dust, which you will find, trust us, crud and dust on the top of that blade, will stay inside the pillowcase and not get all over everything below it.
All right. Good luck with that, Darcy. Hope you're feeling warmer and cooler and not having a dusty fan. Next up, we've got a post here from Jeannie in Connecticut. Now, Jeannie writes, my sunroom is only 100 square feet, but it needs a new floor. It has a concrete floor now, and I want to step it up. Should I use hardwood or laminate?
Well, you have lots of options, Jeannie, with a now concrete floor, especially a small one like that. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, Leslie, is aside from a flooring product, with a really small floor in a sunroom like that, it would be an awfully fun project to paint like a rug down, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a good amount of space for it, too.
Yeah, you could put down like an epoxy base coat, and then you could paint like a sizzle rug on it or something like that. I know you did a lot of those projects in the years you were doing home improvement shows. But let's talk about your question there, hardwood and laminate. I would definitely not use hardwood, because concrete is going to have a lot of moisture in it, and that can cause that hardwood to swell. You could use laminate. You could also use vinyl, engineered vinyl plank, which is great stuff. It's gorgeous and completely waterproof, or you could use tile. Now, if you use any of the flooring products aside from tile, one thing that you want to put down first is a subfloor. It will make it much more comfortable. And there's a product called DriCore, D-R-I-C-O-R-E, that is perfect for this because it is a wood subfloor, but it sits on top of like a rubber base that has space for any moisture to ventilate and get through it without affecting the floor. So not only is the floor more comfortable to walk on, it's much drier if you put the dry core down first. So great project, Jeannie. Definitely a weekend sized project as well. That's going to give you a lot of years of good use.
All right. Good luck with that, Jeannie. It sounds like fun.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending part of your summer day with us. We hope we're able to get to some of the topics that you wanted to talk about. If you've got questions, though, and couldn't get an answer, pick up the phone and call us 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. If we are not in the studio, we promise we will try to call you back the next time we are. But for now, the show will continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. After 3 hours of talking with Democratic leaders about new COVID-19 relief, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says there's still a lot of work to do, but he was confident that today's talks were the most productive yet.
There's clearly a subset of issues where we both agree on very much. We're very interested in extending on enhanced unemployment insurance. We're very interested in schools. We're very interested in jobs.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says staffs will continue meeting throughout the weekend.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion. Now each side knows where they're at, and we are going to work very hard to come to an agreement that meets the needs of the moment.
President Trump's eager for an agreement and is willing to extend the $600 benefit, at least in the short term, but he's balking at other Democrat demands. Time is running out for presumptive Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden to name his vice presidential pick.
Biden initially indicated that he would announce his vice presidential pick by August 1st, but now that announcement is expected the week of August 10th, 1 week before the Democratic National Convention. People with knowledge of the vetting process say it's nearly complete and that Biden will soon begin one-on-one interviews. The leading contenders include Senator Kamala Harris, Congresswoman Karen Bass, and Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The elderly leader of a secretive religious sect has been arrested in South Korea. Authorities there say she's part of an investigation. Allegations of the church hampered antivirus measures after thousands of worshippers were infected earlier this year. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson putting some of the country's next steps out of the lockdown on hold, saying the number of new coronavirus cases on the rise for the first time since May. More at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Protesters against coronavirus restrictions gathered in Berlin today for a demonstration titled The End of the Pandemic, Freedom Day.
A crowd of people whistling and cheering and with few masks in sight marched, holding up homemade placards featuring slogans that included Corona, false alarm, we are being forced to wear a muzzle and natural defense instead of vaccination, some chanted. We're here and we're loud because we're being robbed of our freedom. The protests come amid increased concern about an upturn in infections in Germany. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oscar-winning filmmaker Alan Parker has died. He was the man behind several key movies like Midnight Express, Evita, Mississippi Burning. All told, Parker's movies have won 10 Oscars and 19 of the British equivalent, the BAFTAs. Parker died in London after a long illness at the age of 76. More at townhall.com. President Trump threatening to take steps to ban the TikTok app after the U.S. in the U.S., that is, because of Chinese ownership and of security concerns.
TikTok is known for its fun and goofy videos, but some lawmakers have raised concerns about possible intelligence and privacy issues because it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Trump brought it up Friday.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things.
And then doubled down that he's going to ban the app with some type of executive order. TikTok denies allegations that it shares user data with the Chinese government, but the company's operations in the U.S. have been under review by the Committee on Foreign Investment. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Birthdays today, former Republican New York Senator Alphonse D'Amato, 83 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement, decor, remodeling, and reno projects. Whatever you'd like to do to make your home be the best it possibly can be, we are here to help. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's episode, which is episode 2019, in other words, Leslie, we've done over 2,000 episodes of The Money Pit. I think
it's
about
amazing.
That and just shake my head every time I see those numbers. But coming up on today's 2019th episode, do you have kids that are old enough to stay home alone? I was thinking about this because kids are at the age to stay home alone, that doesn't mean that they are ready to handle a home-related emergency. So we're going to have a little checklist we put together on what they need to know to stay safe just ahead.
And also ahead, in the olden days when you needed to hire a contractor, you would ask friends or flip through something that we all remember, the phone book. Most of the young people are like, what is phone book? I don't understand. But we really had to do a lot of legwork to find somebody. And today, it's super easy to find a home service pro. So we're going to pry open that digital toolbox and share some tips and tricks.
Plus, summer is a season when we put a lot of stress on our electrical systems, so we're going to share three projects that can help make sure your wiring is safe and up for the job.
And we're giving away one of my favorite tools that I use a lot on a lot of different projects. I'm talking about the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and I'm not the only one who likes it. In fact, Popular Mechanics named it the best glue gun in their 2020 Tool Awards, and we've got one to give away this hour to a very lucky DIYer.
Make that you. Pick up the phone, give us a call, join the conversation. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Bruno in Canada wants to talk paint. How can we help you today?
Looking for some suggestions on what I can do with a wall that I have. It's a staircase that leads from the garage to the basement, and the wall that the is part of the garage that is backfilled against. Every time I try to do anything with it, any kind of paint, any kind of finish, it always bubbles.
It's got to be moist. That's what's going on.
Yes. However, it's a cement block wall, and I drilled holes at right across the bottom at every core to see if there's any water, and it's dry. But I agree that it's got to be moisture, but maybe just damp, not actual water.
Yeah, I don't think it's water. What happens is a concrete block is really absorbent, and it'll draw moisture up into it, kind of like a sponge. And if it's going to be damp like that, it's not going to hold paint. Are you using the paints that are designed for block walls?
I've tried this paint that was supposed to be waterproof.
Well, the other issue is that once you put the first coat of paint on, you're kind of cursed, because if that's separating from the block, anything you put above it is going to separate too.
So it's separating from the first coat of paint.
Correct, exactly. If that is not adhering well, then the paint's just going to peel off. So what you really need to do is to strip it down.
Okay, and is there a special product that would seal it much better than any paint? Is there anything else I could use?
Yeah. Is this wall going to be finished in any way, shape, or form?
Well, what it is a cement block wall, and then I plastered parts over it.
When you say plastered, do you mean you physically plastered over the cement block?
To get a texture, a finished texture, rather than just painting the block.
Because if you wanted to really finish it, like in the sense as if it was an interior wall, what you could do is Georgia Pacific makes a product that is like drywall, but it's fiberglass faced. It's called Dens Armor, and it's specifically designed for damp locations. And because it's fiberglass faced drywall, it can't grow mold. So if you really want to do something and make it look completely finished and just get out of this sort of painting nightmare, what you might want to do is attach furring strips to that wall and then attach Dens Armor drywall to it. Then you can finish it like a real wall.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day.
Uh-huh.
There's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe, And it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22, and it takes out 70 pints of water a day. And it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it, and all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in a house?
30 to 50%.
Well, yeah, as I say, around 40. So we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat, so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Guys, we are in August, if you can believe it. So you're running out of summertime projects. So let us help you figure out what those projects are, how you can do them, how you can do them right, or maybe how you can fix a project that maybe didn't quite go the way you planned. Whatever it is, we here at the Money Pit are standing by to lend a hand. And the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best home service pros in your area. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
And just ahead, can your kids handle a home-related emergency like maybe a broken pipe or a tripped electrical breaker? We'll have tips to help after this.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Need a little break from the news of the day? Join us on the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast for tips, ideas, and inspiration to make your home the best it can be.
From our home to yours, we'll share easy DIY projects you can tackle without ever leaving your home. From simple kitchen and bath spruce-ups to creating comfortable outdoor rooms, painting, decor, and more.
Plus, we'll answer your questions and even provide tips on simple repairs. Subscribe to the Money Pit wherever you get your podcasts or go to moneypit.com/podcast.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project, read reviews, and instantly book.
Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you ready to take on a project, but maybe you just need a little push, shove, or perhaps a virtual kick in the rear? Well, we are here to help. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on some fun giveaways. And this hour, we're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun. This is a high-temp glue gun. It's heavy-duty. It's durable for DIY and pro projects. Both Leslie and I have one, and we love it because it heats up fast. It's got a drip-resistant nozzle. It fits in your hand, so it doesn't, like, make your hand ache when you're trying to squeeze out the glue. And the nose is, like, really designed to help you get into hard-to-reach corners, so you're not going to waste a lot of glue or spill it all over you trying to get these projects done. You can use it for school programs, craft projects, home repairs, carpentry. It's worth $49, going out to one caller drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it. Pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home improvement question.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100 plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. We would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure in that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1-foot by 1-foot square pour of concrete, so that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay, now if there is a dirt floor, would it be wise to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1-foot by 1-foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the column sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, at some point, every parent faces the decision of deciding whether or not a child is able to stay home alone, right? And as a parent of three, I can tell you every kid is different, so it's really important to make sure they're not going to get hurt. But it's also important to make sure they can handle basic things that could go wrong with your house when you're not home.
Yeah, definitely. So here are a few basic tasks that you might want to make sure they know how to do. For example, does your child know how to find and shut off the water main just in case there's a major leak?
Hey, I can tell you there's a lot of adults that don't know how to find and shut off the main water valve in case of a leak.
No, that is true. I mean, it's crazy. That's why it's so smart to find that all-important valve and tag it. This way you know exactly where it is, but make sure it's good to go and it's easy to turn off because it's the fastest way to stop all that water from coming through your ceiling.
Definitely. So now, next up, you also want to think about whether or not your child can operate a fire extinguisher. It is a pretty basic task, but the key thing to help you remember is the word pass. You pull the pin, aim the nozzle low and toward the base of the fire, then squeeze the lever and sweep it from side to side. Just think about that as pass. Pull the pin, aim the nozzle, squeeze the lever, and sweep from side to side.
Next up, does your child know what to do if, say, the smoke detector goes off? Well, the first thing they need to know is get out. Frankly, it's as simple as that. Get out, call 911. And if you want to update your smoke detectors, make sure you use ones that are interconnected to each other. So if one goes off, they all go off.
And lastly, make sure your kids know what to do if the power goes out. If that is happening more and more frequently in your area as it is in ours, especially in the summer, kids can become pretty nervous and totally freaked out. So some people will be lucky enough to have automatic generators in their home, but if you are not one of those, make sure you talk about the kids, but where the flashlights are, make sure the batteries are fresh. Make sure if you are like using the old junky flashlights that you like inherited from your parents, throw them out and get the new LED ones because they're cheap and they are super, super bright. And the batteries last a super long time. And never, ever, ever let kids light candles when you are not home. There are much better ways and much safer ways to illuminate your space.
All right, Abram in Arizona is on the line looking to run a gas line for a dryer. How can we help you?
I have a home that has an electric outlet for the dryer, but I want to run a gas line to it because I have a gas dryer. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona. So it's not like I desperately need a dryer. I could just set it out and it would dry.
Exactly.
But I would like to run a gas line for the heat versus using electric.
Now, does the house already have gas hooked up to it?
Yes, the hot water heater and the kitchen both have gas.
Okay. So running a gas pipe, you know, is generally a job for a plumber because if you get it wrong, you could cause a serious issue. But essentially, what you're going to need to do is to tap into that existing gas line at the place that it makes the most sense to do that, depending on the layout of the line. You're going to need to obviously have a valve before that so you can do this work, or you can turn the gas off at the meter to do the work. And then you're going to have a valve at the end of it, and then you're going to have a flex gas line that goes from that valve into the dryer itself. So it's not a terribly complicated project to do, but if you've not worked with gas piping before, it's not the kind of job that I would generally recommend be your first do-it-yourself project because of the danger of it, getting it wrong.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Abraham in New Jersey is on the line looking to vent an attic. What's going on there?
Okay. I basically have a regular home. It's a colonial. And the attic is a rough attic with spray foam insulation. There's zero ventilation in the attic, and the second floor has central air. So I would like to know two questions. Would I be saving on air conditioning if I would vent the attic? There's no ceiling fan, nothing, if I would put in either an attic fan or a window exhaust fan. And also, currently the attic has an entrance door, a heavy door, leading to the attic. Would it save me the air conditioning to leave that entrance door open, thereby allowing the hot air to enter the attic and leave with an exhaust fan, or is that something I should not be doing?
So, Abraham, that's a great question. And if you told me that your attic was insulated with fiberglass insulation, as most are typically, we would talk about what kind of ventilation you'll need. But you said your attic was insulated with spray foam. So is the spray foam up on the underside of the roof rafters as well as across the floor? Describe it to me.
Not on the floor. The floor just has regular boards between the second floor and the attic, but there's all the walls and the, you know, and the roof all have spray foam.
So what you have, Abraham, and it's actually the same kind of insulation setup that I have. It's called a conditioned attic. In other words, the attic itself is conditioned, and it does not need ventilation. So, no, you do not need to vent that. It's actually pretty efficient right the way it is. Now, you mentioned that there was a door between those two spaces. If that door tends to get a little warm, or the wall or the ceiling tends to get a little warm, you could add some additional insulation there. In my case, I actually had an older house, so my attic floor slash second floor ceiling already had fiberglass in it. We left that there, but then we spray foamed the underside of the roof rafters and the gable walls. And it's amazing. When we go up in our attic, it's practically the same temperature as the rest of the house. It's just done so well. So you do not need to ventilate an attic that was sprayed with foam because it's not the type of attic that needs to be vented.
Yeah, because when I go up to my attic, it is extremely hot. I never measure with a thermometer how much warmer it is. So that's why I was wondering if that's going to warm up the second floor, requiring me more air conditioning for the second floor. So I was thinking of ventilating the attic to cool off the attic.
I think that if it was done right, you don't need to vent it. How long ago was the spray foam done, and who did it?
It was done locally, and it was within the past within the past year. It's a new home.
Oh, really? Oh, it's brand new within the past year.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if they put enough insulation in there, because the insulation should be keeping that heat on the outside, and the air conditioning, or the internal sort of ambient temperature of the house, should be keeping it pretty comfortable on the inside. I wonder if you have enough insulation there, and I have a suggestion for you that you speak with another spray foam manufacturer, spray foam contractor, aside from the one that did it, and kind of have an opinion as to whether or not there's enough insulation there for your part of the country. I think that will actually make a lot of sense.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us help you get those last-minute summer projects done. I can't believe that it's already August, and we're just going to be, you know, clicking down the time until the kids are back to school. Fingers crossed. We hope everybody's back to school. But, I mean, we're running out of summertime, summer projects. So let us help you get those done now. Give us a call 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, in the olden days, when you had to hire a contractor or a pro of some sort, you'd go ask your friends, you'd flip through the phone book. Today, you don't have to do any of that. You can actually find a home service pro by using your digital toolbox. We're going to share some tips and tricks to help you find the best one next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Quikcrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikcrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when we grew up, if you needed to hire a contractor, your choices were to ask a friend or throw yourselves to the wolves by flipping through that phone book.
Yeah, and for you youngins, a phone book was a big fat book with paper in it, and it did not have a search bar. You had to actually look up stuff. Today, though, it is a lot easier to find home service pros thanks to what we call the digitalization of the industry. With us to talk about that is a very digital guy. He's Dan DeClerico, the home expert and smart home strategist for HomeAdvisor.com. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, guys. Great to be here.
Come a long way from those phone books, huh?
I remember sitting on one when I was
right.
A kid.
That's right.
They had lots of purposes.
That's right. It's a different world. Still a lot of word of mouth, you know, in this business, but more and more it's starting to shift, as it has with other services. You know, you don't hail a taxi anymore. You order an Uber or Lyft. You don't walk to the bank to take out money to pay your friend back. You know, you hit them up on Venmo. So that's very much the direction that we see home services moving in at a pretty steady clip.
Yeah, and, you know, that leads to a lot of interesting partnerships, and I think HomeAdvisor is really kind of paving the way with the partnerships you're looking at this year.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a point where we're receiving 25 million service requests a year, just to give a sense of the scale here. So it is driving a lot of interesting partnerships. Nextdoor is one. We know that about 20% of posts to that site have to do with recommendations for home services. So this is a good way to really connect our pros with customers right in their backyards, right in their communities. So we're excited about that partnership. Another really cool, innovative partnership that we have is in the real estate space with Coldwell Banker. Very innovative program where we'll actually front the money for repairs to get the house market ready. And it could be up to $50,000. So we're talking about some, you know, significant work, potentially maybe a cosmetic remodel of the kitchen, you know, painting throughout the house, some strategic staging, that sort of thing. Get the house ready for market, sells for more, and then that money is paid back, you know, at the point of closing, interest-free, you know, no upfront costs to the seller. So it's just a great way to provide more value for our pros. You know, we're giving them a good job while at the same time meeting customers where they are, where they need our home services.
Man, what a great option, because so many folks, you know, they'll ask us, what do we need to do to sell the house? What room should we remodel? And you know, you go through all the work of doing that, and then you move out. But, I mean, with this option, if you guys are fronting the expense for this and taking it at closing at zero interest, man, you really can't go wrong with that. That's really cool.
Yeah, no, we see it as a real win-win. It's, you know, it's in a pilot phase, but we're expecting big things for this type of program.
You know, and I think another thing when it comes to home ownership is sometimes your projects really aren't that large. And, you know, not every contractor wants to jump in because, you know, perhaps the money is not worth it for them. So I think what's going on with what you guys are doing, upfront pricing, is pretty fantastic.
We're very excited about this one as well. This is really, I think, you know, the next big thing. If we go back to that rideshare analogy, you know, knowing exactly how much the trip to the airport is going to cost you, that provides, you know, so much peace of mind. So that's the experience, that's the peace of mind that we're able to deliver with an upfront pricing model. So you can come to Home Advisor, you can look through up to, you know, projects in up to 100 different categories. So, you know, install a light fixture, mount a TV, clear a clogged drain, whatever it may be. You'll see the price for that project, you'll be able to purchase it and actually schedule the appointment with the professional. So it's just a completely seamless experience for the consumer. And for the pro, it's giving them a job. Here, you know, here's a job rather than the chance at one, which is sort of the model that we've always had, you know, lead generation, that sort of thing. Now we're actually giving them a job. So I think it's really going to please our pros as well as homeowners coming to the service.
Yeah, and we're talking about projects like, say, installing a new faucet or adding an outlet or cleaning your gutters. You have about 100 different categories. That website, that section of your website is easy to find. It's homeadvisor.com/go. If you've got a few jobs like that to do around your house, you got to check it out. I mean, I was really fascinated. They had prices for, like, you know, just installing an outlet started at around $90. That's very fair. And if you had to, you know, call two or three electricians to get costs on that, boy, how much work is that? That's just a lot. If you just know the prices and it feels good, you know it's going to get done right. The pro, you check them out on Home Advisor, you reviewed their ratings, you were happy with that. Man, you just get it done and you can move on. So I think that's really exciting stuff, Dan. Thanks so much for spending some time and bringing us up to speed on all these developments. It just gives us more ways to help take care of our houses and takes a lot of the stress away.
Hey, thanks, guys. Always good to be here.
Dan DeClerico is the home expert and smart home strategist for HomeAdvisor.com.
Well, summer is a season when we put a lot of stress on our home's electrical systems. We're going to share three projects that you can do to help make sure that the wiring is up for the job when the money pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement, your home decor, your DIY dilemmas at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor. Hey, whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has the local pros for every home project. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. And while you're tooling around on those home improvement projects, we invite you to also subscribe to us at the Money Pit Podcast. Leslie, I was digging into the charts on the Money Pit Podcast, and I got some news.
Yeah.
We are down to number 35. Ranked 35th in Brazil.
I was going to say.
I'm telling you, we keep trying to get to that market, but it just doesn't want to listen to home improvement. We'll get
there. We're going
to
get there.
Yeah. We're ranking in Norway, Ireland, Denmark, and Japan, though, which is kind of crazy and
cool
at the same time. Yeah. Japan has us ranked 39th of all time. I'm pretty sure they have 40 total. So I don't know how good that is. But no, the best number is this. We are ranked number one in Apple Podcasts for the best home and garden podcast of all time, ranked at the top of the heap. And we could not do that without the amazing audience that we have and the fun we have on this show helping you with those projects. So you can tune into the Money Pit Podcast by subscribing to the podcast wherever you get your pods. And you can call us any time of the day or night with your questions, whether you're hearing us on the radio or by podcast at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Charlotte in Georgia is on the line with an electrical question. How can we help you today?
I just have a breaker box in my house. The house was built in the late 50s. Two switches in one room do not work, and the kitchen sometimes trips a breaker. Do you think it's possible? I don't want to do the rewire the whole house. I just want to pull the wiring through the wall, and I don't want to take off any of the sheetrock.
Well, generally, if there's switches and outlets that are not working, it's not the wiring itself, in as much as it could be the switch or the outlets, or it could be a problem where it's actually connected to the switches or the outlets. And it's obviously impossible for us to diagnose this for you. In answer to your general question, typically you do not have to remove drywall except in rare circumstances. Electricians can almost always find a way to run wire through a wall, and they have tools that are specially designed to do that. They're like long fiberglass rods that the wire kind of gets tied onto the end of, and they can use that to kind of snake it through the walls and pull it up where it needs to go. But I think the bigger question for you is, why is this happening? And is it dangerous? Because if you've got things that are not working, we want to make sure that didn't happen because something shorted out, which could lead to a fire. So I would not advise you to do this yourself, Charlotte. I would advise you to get a professional to help you with it because I'm concerned that you need to get to the bottom of what caused the defect, whether it's just broken switches. It would be unusual for all of these things to break at the same time. I have seen an occasional switch go bad, but almost never an outlet go bad. So if you got two switches and an outlet not working and you check the breakers and the fuses, I think it's time to call a pro. Charlotte, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, summer is the season when we put a lot of stress on our home's electrical systems. So we've got three projects that can help make sure your wiring is up for the job.
That's right. So first, now is a popular time to install new room air conditioners. But before you do that, you want to make sure the circuit you're plugging into can take the additional load.
ACs use a lot of power, and it's not uncommon to need an additional circuit to be able to handle that electricity need. Otherwise, you may find the circuits are tripping every time you maybe vacuum the room or run a hair dryer or turn on just about any other appliance that also needs a good share of that power. The good news, though, is that adding a circuit is not really that difficult, and it's a project an electrician can easily handle inside of just an hour or two.
Next up, guys, in the summer, it's also a time when we need electricity outside a lot more. And if your outlets are not ground fault protected, you're really facing a serious risk of electrical shock. So adding GFCI or ground fault circuit interrupter outlets really is an important way that you can manage this risk. And they work very differently than a regular outlet does. In fact, if a GFCI outlet senses any diversion of a current to that ground source, which could be you, it will instantly turn off and protect you from getting a shock. Now, electricians can easily upgrade your outlets by adding GFCIs as well as AFCI, which is an arc fault circuit interrupter. That really takes that one step further, protecting your home from electrical fires. So that's something you want to make sure that you don't have just outside, but anywhere where you might have a chance of, you know, electricity and water coming in kind of close contact with each other, like a kitchen or a bathroom. So those are really the important places to put those GFCIs, and it can be easily done.
Now, lastly, summer is a vacation season, so whether you're having a staycation or a real vacation, it's also a good time to make sure you have security lighting in place and make sure that your lighting has motion sensors so it comes on when anything crosses its path. 888-666-3974 is our phone number. If you've got a question about a home improvement project, a decor project, whatever's on that to-do list, give us a call right now. We would love to help.
All right, now we're heading out to Kansas where Tom has a question about decking. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we bought a place at the lake, and the deck, it's a wooden deck, and we're going to seal it. What's the best way to seal it and prep the wood for that?
Okay, so is the wood in pretty good structural condition? Is it are there a lot of checks and cracks in it now? Did it have an old finish on it?
I believe it was sealed before, but I believe it's been a while. The flooring of it at the one end, we have a tin roof on the top, but it does drip on it out at the end, and it's not rotted or nothing, but you can see there's a little bit of mold green stuff, you know, from the water.
Okay. Well, you've got to clean it thoroughly, and you've got to remove any loose finish. And if you can wire brush it or sand it just to kind of get the dead wood off the surface of it. Sometimes you get a little degradation at the surface of the wood. That would be helpful as well. And that's really all you got to do to prep it. And at that point, you're going to have to determine what you want to put on it. Now, you say sealing, but I would recommend a stain. Stain, there's two different levels of that. There's semi-transparent and solid color. It's also transparent, but I think semi-transparent or solid color are your options, and I would opt for solid color always because it has more pigment in it and it lasts longer. And if you put the solid color stain on it, that has the effect of sealing and protecting the deck if you use a good quality stain, and it's still going to let the grain show through. So prep it properly, follow the label directions, and then apply a solid color stain. Now, it's not paint. It is stain, but it's called solid color stain. If you have any questions about what it's going to look like, then just start in perhaps on a step or somewhere that's small area where it's not very visible so you can get confidence in it. But I think you'll like the way it'll come out.
Okay. Well, that was my question. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Just ahead, are you thinking about updating a room but you really don't know where to begin? Well, interior designers can help to facilitate your ideas and make your dream home a reality. We'll share some tips to help you find a great one after this.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, post your questions, send us an email, whatever it is. We want to help you get all of your projects done and done right at your Money Pit. Whether you're tackling a project indoors or out, take advantage of these few weeks left of summer and let us help you get those projects done now.
Well, if you're thinking about updating a room but don't know where to begin, interior designers can help facilitate your ideas, making your dream home a reality. But how do you find one that can really understand what you're looking for and bring great ideas to the table? Leslie helps you sort through this process in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And Leslie, I always think that, you know, when you're working with a designer or a decorator, or even when you're trying to do this on your own, You really don't know what you want, but you know it when you see it. So you can't really describe it, but sometimes when you see it or it's suggested to you and you affirm it, then you know that's it. Like, you know what you like, but it's hard to describe it. And that's what makes it even more difficult to find the right pro to work with, right?
Well, I mean, it's always very challenging. You know, first of all, if you're thinking about, you know, changing a room, updating it, and you're kind of stuck and you don't know where to begin, you should consider hiring an interior designer, because they're going to give you that fresh perspective. They're going to show you sources, things that you didn't know about or things that you couldn't find on your own, and they're going to help you keep costs and keep that project on track and on time. But you have to be prepared as well. So it's sort of, you know, a two-way relationship here. You have to define the goals. You need to know exactly what your project is going to entail. You need to know, does it have anything outside of an interior design service? Does it also need an architect? You know, something like that. If you're just changing the color of the living room, that could be great for a decorator. You've got to know exactly what you're doing, and then you'll know the right pro for that project, whether it's a decorator, an interior designer, or an architect. Now, you have to be inspired in some way, shape, or form. You've got to have a little bit of an understanding of what style you love and what styles you hate. Now, you can easily do this by cutting out pictures from magazines or going off pictures from the internet. You've got to start pulling things. Now, it could be ripping out a page because you liked the color of something, or ripping out a page because you liked the way that space felt or the texture of that rug. There has to be no rhyme or reason. Just rip them out and circle the thing that you liked. And then as you start to go through all of those pages or tear sheets that you've pulled out, you're going to notice a pattern. And maybe it's something you're not going to notice, but an interior designer or decorator is definitely going to recognize what that pattern is and then help you create the space with those elements in mind. Next, you gotta know your budget, and you have to let your designer know your spending limit, and you both have to agree to stick to that, because once you know where that number lies, everybody can work towards that, you know, peacefully, cohesively, and know where to spend and where to save. And you've also got to learn to stay in charge. Now, designers, they're trained professionals. They have keen eyes for details, but you're the only person that knows what you love. You've got to communicate well with each other. If a designer is coming up with suggestions that don't seem to match your taste, you got to say something. Don't sort of feel that you're forced to agree to something like, oh, okay, if you like it, then I like it. You're not going to like it in 5 months when that decorator is gone if you didn't like it in that first instance. So you have to make sure that you make sure you're all on the same page with what you like. Express any strong opinions that you might have, like, I want only things that are made in America, or no, or, you know, only organic materials, or no organic skins, or I need child safety features. Whatever it is, if you've got some things that are very important, outline those as well. And this should really get everybody off on a good foot to create that great space, because it's got to be a working relationship for everybody to be happy.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, decorative window shutters can be a very attractive addition, but they don't do a darn thing to help protect your windows. For that job, you need storm shutters. We'll share tips on these and more on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tropical storm Isa Asis on the way to the southeast Florida coast, expecting to get back to hurricane strength later tonight. Hurricane warnings are out for a stretch of the east coast, and some people are preparing, but not everybody's doing the extreme shopping they've done ahead of other hurricanes.
It's not that of a big hurricane to, like, panic about it and, like, you know, load up on a lot of supplies.
No, they think their people will be worrying too much about this storm.
The public is really panicking because it's a hurricane and we're in the middle of a pandemic, so it's, like, weird. Because we thought that we had enough with Corona.
Isa Asis snapped trees and knocked out power lines as it blew through the Bahamas earlier today. 3 hours of COVID-19 aid talks today produced some fruit.
Lawmakers participating in rare weekend talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure have reported progress as political pressure mounts to restore that newly expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit and sending funding to schools so they can reopen. The president is said to be eager for an agreement and willing to extend the $600 benefit. at least in the short term, but is balking at what he sees as attempts by the Democrats to take advantage of the situation with add-ons. Ken Lorman, Washington.
A quiet morning in Portland this morning. Over 1,000 people in the downtown area peacefully protesting, but Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says a crisis of leadership is what's behind the looting and riots that have been seen recently in Portland, as well as other primarily Democrat-run cities.
Where are the Democrat mayors? They have surrendered to the mob. Where are the Democrat governors? They have surrendered to the mob.
Barrasso says many liberal state and local officials have embraced the defund police movement. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Some sad news from south of the border. Mexico's become the country with the third most COVID-19 deaths in the world, now just behind the U.S. and Brazil. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. It is well to note that Mexico's population is double that of Britain. The officials also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, 9 state governors from opposition parties have criticized what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two U.S. astronauts preparing to make the first splashdown return in 45 years say they'll have seasick bags at the ready just in case.
SpaceX and NASA plan to bring Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken back Sunday afternoon in the company's Dragon capsule aiming for the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida Panhandle. Flight controllers are keeping close watch on a hurricane expected to stick to Florida's east coast. Hurley said if he and Behnken get sick while bobbing in the waves awaiting recovery, it won't be the first time for a crew. Astronauts returning in the early 1970s from Skylab, NASA's first space station, didn't feel well following the splashdown, Hurley said. Patrick Frost reporting.
Dunkin' Donuts expecting to close about 800 low-performing stores in the U.S. this year. They originally planned to close 450 at the Speedway gas station locations, but now they're going to add another 450 to that list. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Those bar hearings, the most bizarre hostile hearings I've ever witnessed. And Chris Wallace is just getting out of the shower. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big tech's out to get conservatives. That's not a suspicion. That's not a hunch. That's a fact.
Conservatives are consumers, too. Everybody should be able to speak their mind.
That is some of the fireworks that took place as big tech, big issues, few solutions. The most powerful CEOs in America, maybe the world, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Pinchow, Cook, talking about privacy, bias. We're talking about fairness, monopoly, all permeating the conversation. But what was actually accomplished? What concerns you the most, and what do you think will get done? I have my opinion.
Number two.
DHS law enforcement presence will remain in Portland until we can be assured that the plan put in place by the governor and the Oregon State Police is working, is effective, and they can continue to do it night after night and keep the criminal and violent activity away from that courthouse.
Should we stay or should we go now? I'm talking about places like Portland. I'm talking about places like Seattle. It depends on who you ask, and I'm talking about federal agents. Mixed signals are and the unrest continues. What the states are finally pledging to do and why the Trump team is not taking their word for it.
Number one.
Local school officials make decisions about how and when to return. Dr. Anthony Fauci cited studies yesterday that children over 9 years old can transmit the virus just like adults.
That's a new one. Corona. Seven states had single-day records in the South, and the virus is now worrying cities in the Midwest. Front and center at everyone's kitchen table is how to get kids back to school. What would it take for you to feel comfortable? I am ready to send them now. The unions are likely ready to strike in three separate states. Meanwhile, the new stimulus package, the prospect, dim by the day. Republicans can't get on the same page. Many don't want to spend a dime. Meanwhile, the jobless numbers came in. It's over 1.4 million. Unbelievable series of economic events. None of it good, but there's always this.
And now, it's time to clear the airwaves for the esteemed Emmy-nominated host of Fox News Sunday.
I'm not a receptive voice. I never have liked that.
Your one-stop shop for hard-hitting interviews with the 2020 candidates.
If I get Joe Biden, I'll be just as straightforward, just as probing.
Chris, I hate to tell you, Biden's not sitting down with you. There's no way.
Always confident in his ability to land the big names.
Do you want to bet?
Yes.
Putting everything on the line to bring you both sides of the story.
All right, what do we say? How much?
I will have to promo your book once an hour.
And then I'll mention whatever bestseller you've got once on my...
No, I will be the power player.
No!
Always fair and balanced.
You're going to mention my book once on the radio, and I have to give you 3 minutes of air time?
Believe me, I know I'm going to win.
We'll see.
This week, we asked the Biden campaign for an interview, and they said the former vice president was not available.
The man who always honors his bets.
No.
The man who has named Brian Kilmeade this week's power player on Fox News Sunday.
No.
Chris Wallace.
I can't wait.
That was great. It was great. It was a total, this is the essence of fake news. Donald Trump is right. You are the enemy of the American people. And you took everything out of context. But having said that, it was very clever, and I laughed out loud.
Chris, let me just tell you something. I laughed out loud Sunday when you closed the show and said, I asked Joe Biden for an interview. They have declined. And I'm thinking to myself, I laughed out loud.
I did not say he was going to do it. That Sunday, I said he's going to do it in the campaign. I didn't say it was going to be this campaign. It might be 20. No, but I still maintain that he will come on Fox News Sunday in the 2020 campaign. And look, I've got more time because President Trump has just said that he's going to delay the election. So, you know, I could have till February or March of next year.
It is unbelievable. Donald Trump is suggesting an action. He cannot do this, but he says with universal mail-in voting, 2020 will be the most inaccurate, fraudulent election in history, Trump wrote. It'll be the great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. What's your reaction?
Why does he do that? Here's the point. He can't do it. I mean, you know, the deep dives that have been done legally, he can't do it unilaterally. The date is set by Congress. And the Constitution says that there has to be an inauguration on January 20th. So, you know, if he delayed it, he'd be delaying it, and he couldn't. It'd have to go through Congress. He'd be delaying it for a month. I just don't understand what the upside. I guess what he's trying to do is make the point that he thinks mail-in voting is dangerous and fraudulent, and that's a legitimate case to make. There are two sides to that argument. But, you know, it was Biden in April who said, I bet you – see, he was making bets, too. I bet you Trump will try to find a way to delay the election, and the president shortly thereafter said, I hadn't even thought about it. I promise you those clips are going to be replayed today. Do you think this helps him in any way?
Not sure. I'm never quite sure. He went on to say the Dems talk of foreign influence in voting, but they know that mail-in voting is an easy way for foreign countries to enter the race. Even beyond that, there's no accurate count. I'm not going to sit there in a think tank with smart people who got PhDs in this. I will tell you that I am not comfortable in the smallest or biggest election with mail-in voting. And I witnessed it with my own family and friends, because with the local school elections came out to the House, and we have some people in our area running for the Education Council. And I go, why are you nervous this year? He goes, because they mailed out all these ballots. All these people are going to see that there's a budget. They don't want to spend any money, so the older people are just going to reject the school budget. We're not going to have any budget for any sports. And then I find out that people are saying in various families, yeah, I voted for my kids. My kids were just going to leave the ballot there, so I filled it out and mailed it in. And these are reputable people. I looked at them. I go, are you kidding? You filled out a ballot? Yeah, I just signed and sent them in. I want them to vote. So don't tell me. I know it's not going to happen in the Wallace House, but people listening right now, they know it. Their 19-year-old who hasn't voted yet didn't think it was a big deal. You see that ballot there. You're worried that Donald Trump's not going to win or is going to win. You take things into your own hands. You're a domineering parent. You tell your 18-year-old, the senior in high school, I need that ballot. I'm going to fill that out. Thank you. We're a Biden family. We're a Trump family. I have a huge problem with mail-in voting. If you want to stretch it over a couple of days, I'm fine with that.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. There's a legitimate question. Don't you have an election in a congressional primary in Long Island that's still the Maloney election that still hasn't been decided?
Not sure. I don't think so. Oh, we still have an election in something. Wow, you're good at this.
I think that there's one that they still haven't got the final results.
Yeah.
And that was in June, and this is over a month later, and they still haven't been able to tally the vote. And I think they're going to throw out a lot of votes. And there was a question of, were they mailed in time? Did they have a postmark of the day of the? But I got to say, I'm not sure that the president's saying let's delay the election, or even, you know, should we delay the election? I don't think that's the way to go.
Well,
but I don't know. It's a mess. I mean, everything's a mess. But my takeaway from this: one, you're a kingmaker. You're sitting there deciding who is going to be on the election. I mean, on the education committee in Central Long Island. And two, you're a dominating parent who tells your kid, "Give me your ballot because I'm going to vote."
Yeah, I'm just giving
a lot of insight into you.
I was giving an example. But Chris, do you wear a mask?
Well. Right now I'm not, but I'm alone in a room. Do I wear a mask when I go out? I'm in public? Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's not enough. Yes, I do. It's not enough. Listen to this. Cut one.
I think we're going to get to a point where eye protection is recommended.
You know, it might. If you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can.
Okay. You wearing goggles?
When I am out, you know, in a place where I'm going to be close, because that's not new news. I mean, that there's been talk that it can come in through your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. I wear my glasses. You know, I mean, I'm not nuts about it. I don't put on Michael Phelps goggles, although I think I'd look cooler if I did. But yeah, I wear glasses.
If we were supposed to wear glasses, you're not going to tell me in July. I mean, you got around to telling me in May about the masks. And now, oh, by the way, wear goggles. I finally got the question I was hoping for. These people are winging it. Remember Fauci? I don't think we're having baseball. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. I don't think we're having baseball. I don't see football starting. Really, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, we've had 32 teams report to camp.
Wait, would you say that baseball, which has, I guess, been on the underway for a week, would you say it's a big success so far?
Yeah, in proportion, yeah. I mean,
one team is completely shut down. I actually think, and I promise you, all right, this is mark this, Allison. I promise you, they will not conduct a full. And I love football more than anything. I mean, it is my Sundays and now my Thursdays on Fox and my Mondays. Nah, I don't watch Monday Night Football so much anymore. I promise you they will not conduct a full NFL season.
And I promise you they will.
I will absolutely
take that bet.
So let's do the bet, and you will promote Countdown 1945 how much?
You listen to this, Chris. You want to know what the trifecta would be, even though there's only two, would be for you? That Fox has the Super Bowl, and you interview President Biden at halftime. So you would actually beat me at the Biden interview, and you would I would beat you at the football interview. That means the whole season was completed. But we don't have the Fox Super Bowl.
We don't have the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But
that's pretty funny. And I'd be there. I'd look like an idiot. I'd be wearing the Michael Phelps goggles, and I'd be wearing the mask, and maybe I'd be in a full PPP right. or PPE. You know, it'd be great.
I would watch with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's goggles and a face shield from my welding neighbor. And I'd watch and I still wouldn't be safe. Because I'd look outside and hit by a car.
Be safe. And you'd have to wear gloves because right. there's always a possibility of something on the surface. I don't know. All you can do is laugh about this stuff, but God, it's
dead serious.
It's crazy. We're in a different world.
Right. I want you to hear. So Joe Biden, yesterday, I mean, the other day, what a news day. Donald Trump spoke in the afternoon. Then you had the Barr hearings. And then Joe Biden decides to take questions after an economic speech that few paid attention to. But he took some questions. And I'll tell you, Chris, I hope you had a pen handy. Because these questions were so tough. I go, Wallace would do well just to repeat these questions. So when it was time to open up locally, the questions that came at Joe Biden were fascinating in that I think we might have crashed. I was trying to buy a little bit of time.
I was going to say, I knew exactly what was going on. You expected that you were going to get a piece of clip that they was going to run. Oh, run cut 14. Cut 14 disappeared, didn't it?
What do you think, Eric?
I've had these meetings in Dover Delaware the last 3 weeks. I'm just curious why Delaware to be here making these announcements.
Mr. Vice President, I want to talk a little bit about your VP pick. Are you still targeting early August?
Are there specific states right now that you think should halt their reopenings and roll things back?
The president in his tweets and his campaign and the television ads they're running is warning that if you're president, we would see similar scenes throughout the country. I wonder how you would respond to that.
Why perhaps should they be voting for you and not just against the president?
Can you describe your evolution in terms of what you view as achievable if you're elected and sworn in as president?
Should there be sports right now, though? Should Major League Baseball go on?
Well, it seems to me.
Those would be good if he wasn't running for president.
You know, I actually had that question on my list for President Trump when I did my interview, and I was going, why the White House? Why have you decided to do this at the White House? I actually very much considered that, and I thought, I don't know. I mean, he's the president. Why? Of course he's going to do it in the West. I have a news break for you. I have a news break for the viewers, the listeners, sorry, of the Brian Kilmeade show. Despite what Biden said, do not expect the announcement of a vice presidential pick next week. It'll be the week after, the week before the convention, to build up more drama. So do not expect it next week.
Okay, that's good. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, there you go. I'm right. Just putting that out there. One of the questions.
Some information? Am I impression? This just came across now. Donald Trump just called. 2022, we'll have the election. I hope you don't mind.
You and I are a little punchy today, aren't we? Folks, we take this stuff very seriously.
Right.
But sometimes you do have to laugh at it. I mean, it's so crazy.
Chris, thanks so much. Back in a moment.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by the Ted O'Neill Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the most common cancers in the United States. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup Weed Killer, you could be entitled to cash compensation. Bayer, the owner of Roundup, will pay more than $10 billion to cancer victims of Weed Killer Roundup. Call our Weed Killer Cancer Hotline now to see if you are entitled to cash compensation. Roundup has been one of the most commonly used herbicides in the U.S. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and exposed to Roundup, call now. Our attorneys have the experience and specialize in fighting for everyday people to get you the compensation you deserve. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup Weed Killer, even if the loved one has passed away, call 800-705-9534 now to see if you are entitled to compensation. But hurry, time is limited. Call 800-705-9534. 800-705-9534.
If consistent weekly income, sleeping like a baby during these crazy markets, and only spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. Hi, it's Preston James. You see, the Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. Check out the real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about the Money Press. Even if you've been frustrated and unlucky in the past, let me prove it to you now. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com. Now, you won't find any photos of rented private jets or any talk about day trading penny stocks. Just the real proof. See you at paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Voters see the pandemic as the biggest problem facing the country, and more trust Joe Biden to handle the virus than President Trump. Yet for many, the top issue remains the economy. And in our Fox News survey, the two candidates match up about evenly there. Here's another question that might give insight if the election's about the economy. In a 1980 debate with then-President Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan asked voters, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" Today, one voter in four answers yes. That's 26% that say they're better off than before Donald Trump took office. About the same number say they're worse off, 28%. Nearly half, 45%, say their situation is unchanged. That's just one of the questions we'll be tracking before the election. By the way, Fox News wasn't around in 1980, but a CBS News poll conducted that fall showed only 21% felt they were better off than the previous year. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox TV profile. The Osbournes, Tyra Banks, and Raven Simone are among those inviting audiences back into their homes for one more episode of Fox's Celebrity Watch Party. The group has been watching popular TV series and movies. They've laughed, they've cried, the emotions have run the gamut. Finale plans involve getting the popcorn ready for reality TV, including Jersey Shore and Selling Sunset, and competition show Floor is Lava. Audiences have now gotten to know the stars as viewers just like them. When we previously spoke with Tyra and her mom, Tyra admitted her producer brain does take over.
I'm sad, but that's how I watch it, and I get on my mom's nerves. You know I get on your nerves. I'm like, Mama, why did they end on that scene? And what is this music?
Oh, she just dissects everything.
Like just ruins it. Yeah.
Curtis says he feels the show is relatable.
You get to have a little glimpse of a variety of things that are going on and get some commentary from people, which invariably is pretty funny.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I talk to the guys in Portland on a daily basis. The Portland PD, the members of law enforcement in Oregon, they wanted to go out there and do the job that had to be done, and they were not allowed. The DHS people, the U.S. Marshals, they want to secure that site. Nobody's going to tell these guys not to do this. They want to do the job that has to be done. You know, and I think the president has taken his stand. You're not going to take the courthouse.
So Bernie Kerik weighing in on what's happening in Portland. They had 63 days, the 63rd day of protest. There were tear gas last night, flashbangs and fireworks, according to an embed reporter there. So there was problems. What led up to that? Earlier in the day, the governor said she talked to the vice president in Portland, and the vice president and she claims came to a deal that federal agents would be leaving. And state troopers, which he refused to put in front of the federal courthouse, would be taking over. However, they said, we're not leaving. We never said we were going to leave. We are going to wait and see to make sure you can secure this place because we don't want to have to come back. And that's where it stood. So day 63 took place. There was some unrest, so there's no sign that things got that much better, just mildly better. So there was no deal done. Here is Chad Wolf, Cut 7.
I think that language is very irresponsible. Again, she's describing law enforcement officers, civil law enforcement officers, who wake up every day, put the badge on, put the uniform on, and protect the community and federal properties as an occupying force and responsible for the violence that we've seen in Portland. And it's exactly the opposite. It's the violent rioters and criminals that we have seen there for over 60 days that are the occupying force in downtown Portland and have caused this violence that we have seen. So I take exception to that language, and I would say all of our men and women, law enforcement officers at DHS, and those inside that courthouse that are risking their lives every day also take exception to that language.
That and the Oregon's Governor Kate Brown on the federal troops, she said, after my discussion with the vice president, they have acted on occupying force and brought violence starting tomorrow, meaning today, all Customs and Border Patrol agents, ICE officers will be leave downtown Portland. I'll have to wait to see that. We do have some sad news. Herman Cain has passed away. He got the coronavirus, and he doesn't seem to have recovered. I'm Brian Kilmeade.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
Every day, a Republican tells me in some way that Joe Biden is too dotty to be president and that Trump will eat him alive in the
debate. Oh, I got a text about that this morning, too.
Oh, well, wait till the debates. You just wait. Joe Biden is so old. They hate him so much. It's crazy. The amount of hate, and it's not like Democrats don't hate Trump. And I think, well, gee, you're setting the bar awful low for this fella.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
This is House Call for Help. Is it safe to open the schools this fall? New research out of South Korea says it depends. First, looking at younger children under 10 years old, they are less likely to become infected and less likely to infect others in their homes. But according to this research, it's a very different equation for kids over 10, middle schoolers and high schoolers. The study found a high rate of asymptomatic spreaders, teens and tweens who felt fine but carried the virus home with them. The rate of infection was nearly 19%. That's a higher rate than adult-to-adult spread. So the kids might be all right, but mom and dad and grandma may be at higher risk. Health experts say families with school-age kids should be even more vigilant about hand washing and social distancing. The study was published in the CDC's journal Emerging Infectious Diseases. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Charitable donors who helped Americans during the pandemic makes today's Dean's List. In response to needs created because of COVID-19 and one of the worst economic downturns in U.S. history, the first half of this year is now the most generous in giving in recorded history, according to America's largest philanthropic funds. From January through June 2020, Schwab charitable donors earmarked over $1.7 billion in aid, marking a 46% increase in dollars granted compared to the same time last year. The president of Schwab Charitable, Kim Lawton, says, "The last 6 months has been incredibly challenging, and I am truly inspired to see donors utilize their donor-advised funds to help communities and nonprofits impacted by health, economic, and social crisis. Thanks to everyone who has helped during this difficult time. You all made the Dean's List." Gianna Steen, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Democrats have asserted here this morning, and they continue to say in the media, that under your leadership, the Justice Department has become highly politicized. Why is that a totally unfounded allegation?
Because actually what I've been trying to do is restore the rule of law. And the rule of law is, at essence, that we have one rule for everybody. If you apply one rule to A, the same rule applies to B. I'm supposedly punishing the president's enemies and helping his friends. What enemies have I indicted? Could you point to one indictment that has been under the department that you feel is unmerited, that you feel violates the rule of law? One indictment.
That is A.G. Barr in one of the most contentious, ugly, useless hearings that I've witnessed in my life. How does Congressman Mike Johnson feel about that? That was his question. That was civil. That was interesting. The rest was just nuts. He's chairman of the Republican Study Committee, a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, thanks. And it really wasn't a hearing, was it? It was more like a series of partisan rants. And I think it's going to backfire fantastically on the Democrats. They showed who they really are. And I think it was a great frustration to everyone who tried to sit through it.
What surprised you most?
Well, look, first, give credit to Attorney General Barr for his patience and professionalism. I mean, he endured it for five straight hours, even without a bathroom break. They tried to deny him the common courtesy that they give to everyone. The Democrats, what was surprising to me, Brian, is that they demanded, they jumped up and down and screamed for the last year. They had to have Attorney General Barr testify before them. When we finally arrange it, post-COVID and everything, finally get the schedule for him to get in front of them, they didn't have any substantive questions for him at all. It was just purely for this partisan theater that they had planned. And it was such a shame, such a waste of time, such a frustration to everyone. But, you know, to his credit, he just did a fantastic job.
Right. Defending everything from the coronavirus response to the federal agents in different cities to Roger Stone. It was all there. Here's a listen.
Actually, I need to answer that question.
Mr. Attorney General, you did answer the question.
No, you said under penalty of perjury. I'm going to answer the damn question. I'm answering your question.
Well, you got to let him answer.
Reclaiming my time.
Do you think as the chief, reclaiming my time, if you want the Attorney General to come, at least let him answer the questions and the accusations made against him?
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
I mean, that's what you were talking about, right? I mean, that was basically the whole thing. People kept texting me saying, are you watching this? Are you listening to this? They couldn't believe what they were hearing.
Brian, I got the same thing in real time. I had constituents texting me and trying to reach me by phone during the hearing saying, what in the world is going on? Why can't you guys stop this? Well, we're the minority party, right? We have to sit through it. But I didn't want to intervene and stop the Attorney General in doing what he does. A lot of people ask me, Brian, you probably got the same question. Why do they hate the Attorney General so much? They treated him like he was some sort of third world dictator or whatever. And here's why. Here's the answer. Attorney General Barr is a serious law enforcement officer. He has a sterling reputation. He is cleaning up the messes of the Obama-Biden Department of Justice and the Comey FBI and the special counsel investigation. And the Democrats loathe him for that. That is the essence of it. He is making the Trump administration look really good. He is the law and justice guy. He is about the impartial administration of justice. They have zero evidence to prove otherwise, and that's why they were so frustrated.
Here is what Congressman Madeline Dean, one of your colleagues, said about this session. Cut 16.
What I want people to know is we actually have to hold him accountable to the American people. You saw his affect yesterday. He was disrespectful, spoke over top of every one of us. In particular, he spoke over women. He was flanked by at least 10 staffers, not a person of color among them.
So she has a different take than you did, Congressman Johnson.
That is absolutely comical. She and her colleagues accused the sitting Attorney General of the United States of effectively war crimes. I mean, at one point they said that he was basically guilty of homicide because of the COVID response of the Trump administration. I mean, it is just outrageous. And Chairman Nadler, for goodness sake, sat through the whole thing, has no control over the hearing, no control over the rules. We tried to interject and just invoke the basic customs and traditions of the Judiciary Committee that has this broad jurisdiction and this great history. They're destroying it right before our eyes. And for her to go out and say that, look, look, the evidence speaks for itself, as we used to say in the courtroom. Anybody who saw that knows who was right and who was steady and who was true. And that was the Attorney General and not the Democrats.
I thought you did a great job. I know you're helping Donald Trump get reelected, too. But I just want to give you some more reaction that came our way. Congresswoman Jay Powell was extremely obstinate, and she was talking about the president's push and the attorney general making it happen to protect courthouses and help these communities that are just out of control with shootings and homicides, like Chicago, like Detroit, and maybe possibly even New York. So while begging and pushing to get our federal agents out of Portland and Seattle, even though they clearly are out of control, listen to her. Cut 15.
Bill Barr isn't in Alabama and Georgia and Florida making sure that those governors are forcing people to wear masks and not reopen too quickly. Those are causing far more deaths to American lives through the spread of COVID-19 than, some protesters at some building in Portland, Oregon. So there's just a huge discrepancy in how Bill Barr applies the law.
I have really struggled to see her point of view in this, but do you?
No, absolutely not. That's my same colleague who said just a couple of weeks ago this was going to be the summer of love in Portland. I mean, she is completely turning a blind eye. Nadler, remember, he said on Sunday that the Antifa violence and rioting in Portland is just a myth that's being spread only in Washington. I mean, this is comical. Look, what Bill Barr is doing is he's protecting the federal property and restoring order to these left-wing cities run by left-wing Democrats, mayors and governors. He has to use federal resources to quell this left-wing extremist violence. And you know what? I would say to my colleague, Ms. Jayapal, you know what that does when he achieves that desired end that everybody needs and is crying out for? It gives peaceful protesters the right to safely exercise their First Amendment rights. Those aren't peaceful protests. These are lawless mobs, and everyone in America can see it.
Congressman, what role would you have with the Trump campaign?
The fancy word is I'm a surrogate, but I'm one of the members who is on the team and goes to campaign as we're able. It's really tough in COVID now, but we're all doing our good work to share the good news of what the Trump administration has really done for the country. And everybody knows that pre-pandemic, Brian, you know it, and we talk about it all the time. We really did achieve the greatest economy in world history. I mean, this is not an overstatement. You know, everyone knows that we rebuilt the military, we cut regulations, cut taxes, that the economy was thriving, America was on track, Trump was going to win in a landslide. I still believe he is going to win. And what we need right now is that kind of leadership to get us back, to make America safe again, to restore security and safety and stability, and renew and rebuild all the things that we've lost because of this pandemic. We can do it, but it's certainly not going to be Joe Biden and his progressive team that does it, because they will kill and do exactly the opposite of everything I just described.
Well, that's true, but the economy has shrunk 32%. You did add another one, not you, but 1.4 million new jobless claims looking for unemployment. 1.4 million, so went up slightly again. So it would not experiencing that V recovery, and with school not starting, we're going to feel it again. With gyms not opening in almost any state, it's going to be tough. With restaurants and hospitality brought to its knees and travel not changing, I see a very depressed American electorate heading to the polls in November. Do you?
I do too, Brian. And so that's what makes it so important for us to draw the contrast between the policies and what these two different candidates would achieve were they elected this fall. Look, you know what Joe Biden's going to do. He just admitted 48 hours ago he wants to be the most progressive president in history. That is not a good word. What that means is that he's already said he's committed to reversing the tax cuts. They want to install the Green New Deal and new regulations and new government authority over every aspect of our lives. What that will do is drive down innovation. It'll drive down entrepreneurship. It will achieve exactly the opposite ends of what we were able to do before the pandemic. Everybody needs to understand this truly is an election that will decide the future, the survival of our republic. That's not hyperbole. This is very serious stuff. We've never had anybody run for president who has vowed to do the crazy leftist thing that this candidate is. And he's got Bernie and Schumer and Pelosi and AOC all right there in the driver's seat. It's a really scary thing for the country.
So the president tweeted something out that's got the whole country talking. He said, with universal mail-in voting, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. The Dems talk of foreign influence in voting, but they know that mail-in voting is an easy way for foreign countries to enter the race. Even beyond that, there's no accurate count. Now, the president can't unilaterally do that. Do you think we should delay the election?
No, I don't think we will, and I think that there's a lot of campaign rhetoric that flies around. What the president is articulating there is that he's deeply concerned about voter fraud. Obviously, the integrity of the vote and the ballot box is essential to who we are as Americans. It's what makes us uniquely American is the faith in that system. And a lot of people do have concern about it for lots of reasons, because we know the Russians are going to try to intervene, and because we know in some places there's been ballot fraud. We know that. You know, ballot harvesting in California is infamous. We have to safeguard the system and make sure those things don't happen. I think that's what the president is trying to get out there to draw attention to it. And he has a way of tweeting that draws attention to everything better than anybody on the planet.
Look, if we can go to Target, if we can go to food shopping, we are able to do a lot of things. We should be able to vote. We've already seen it done locally. And I think that I do not want to see mail-in ballots. I don't care what any think tank says. It is so easy to screw with that election and to think we're actually going to get a result. Election night is folly if everyone's using mail-in voting.
Yeah, and these are not campaign talking points that you and I are saying here. This is the evidence. I'm a lawyer. I deal in evidence. I want to see the proof. And we have the proof where this has been tried, where they go to universal mail-in ballots and all that. It's a disaster every time it's tried. And they can't prove otherwise because the evidence is out there. This is not theoretical stuff we're talking about. We can point to the experience of some states in this country and obviously to issues overseas. So we've got to jealously guard against that. We have to protect the integrity of the system because, look, Brian, at the end of the day, people are losing faith in our institutions. And in a constitutional republic, a government of, by, and for the people, as Lincoln said, the people have to have some faith that the institutions are above all this, that they are going to survive. That's the foundation of the country. And when we lose faith in those things, we're in a dangerous place. That's why the stakes are so high right now.
Congressman Mike Johnson, thanks so much. All this stuff is coming out of us like a hurricane, and you're able to withstand it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. Good talking to you.
We're watching the funeral of Representative John Lewis. We know that President Obama will be there and speak and give the eulogy. President Bush will be there. I imagine the Clintons as well. And I do have to tell you the sad news that Herman Cain has passed away at the age of 74. He seems to have gotten the coronavirus at the Tulsa event. He did not wear a mask. He is a cancer survivor, stage 4 cancer. And he was unable to get his respiratory system back in line on a ventilator and has just passed away at the age of 74. A self-made success story that the president wanted on the Fed board, but he decided to withdraw his name, said I couldn't take the pay cut. And that's news. The other news is about the president saying maybe I'll delay the election. It has everyone's hairs on fire. James, you're listening on the app in New Jersey. Hey, James. James, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so he's got these guys all twisted up in a pretzel. He's saying that purposely because he's a master chess player, right? He's thinking 7 steps ahead. So when he wins the election and the Dems are, you know, flipping out about he stole it, he cheated, he's going to be able to say that, hey, I told you guys to postpone it. So it's a lose-lose for the Dems and the Libs for him pulling that out.
Good move. If it is a move, you know, there's pre-thought. If that's the backstory, it does take the whole, what do you mean, Mr. President, you don't want to accept mail-in ballots? I don't want to do it. There's no way I'm fine with absentee ballots. That's about 1 million people. I'm not fine with 100 million Americans voting at home and mailing it in through our postal system and believing that it's going to get there unmarked and unmolested. I just don't believe it. And maybe you want to disabuse me of that. So there's a lot of breaking news. We'll cover it all, including what New York has just done on their own when it comes to testing. You'll like that story when we come back on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market, have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's FIXER to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
This is Fox on Justice. Who's right in Portland, Oregon? Protesters have been out every night in Portland since the George Floyd killing. But now they're being met by federal forces firing tear gas and flash grenades. The mayor of Portland says, we don't want the feds here.
This is an attack on our democracy.
And people are being arrested without probable cause. But Mark Morgan, acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, tells Fox News his people have the right to be there.
The Federal Protective Service has a statutory responsibility to protect federal buildings.
And President Trump says these actions may spread beyond Portland.
And we're looking at Chicago, too. We're looking at New York. Look at what's going on. All run by Democrats.
But if the presence of federal forces is meant to bring an end to violent protests, so far, it seems to be having the opposite effect. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. When you hear the word steroids, many people think of performance-enhancing drugs in sports. But steroids are commonly prescribed to treat a variety of ailments. And when it comes to the coronavirus, they can be a lifesaver if used correctly. COVID-19 can create a dangerously high level of inflammation of the lungs, which can lead to a patient being put on a ventilator. And that often leads to death. But according to a new study, the steroid prednisone can lower the risk of going on a ventilator by 75%. Researchers at Albert Einstein College of Medicine and Montefiore Health System in New York say it's critically important that the right patients receive the prednisone at the right time. They say the steroid works very well when inflammation is high, but can be very dangerous if inflammation is low. A simple blood test can give doctors the answer. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. Got a few minutes here, and here's the test. The New York Post has it. The New York City doctors have developed a rapid, non-invasive test. You get it back in 30 minutes, and you don't need a swab. You need saliva, which I believe we all have. Columbia University's Fertility Center actually came up with it. They use a person's saliva to screen for COVID-19. Small sample placed into a tube containing enzymes and a compound that cause a chemical reaction. If we could get this within 30 minutes, this would help sports help us, and it's got to be accurate. Because we cannot wait 5-6 days with the reagent and the swab, hard getting swabs, hard getting reagents. This would be amazing. And as usual, New York is coming up with it, which is pretty cool. There's also something negative happening in New York. If you walk the streets, not only do you not see businessmen and women, not only do you not see restaurants, you see homeless everywhere. They're not being tended to. Obviously, some of them are mentally ill. Many of them are dangerous. So many are on drugs. And these hotels are being converted into these now drug dens, good hotels. That's the brainchild of this mayor. Now, if you don't live in New York, appreciate that this stupid idea could be coming to you if it's not there yet. Lawrence Jones walked the streets, heard from the neighborhood. Listen to what he got. Lawrence Jones from Fox. Listen.
3 months they've been here. Since the shutdown, they've been here every single day.
And they just shoot up in the open.
Shoot up.
What do the leaders do as a result of this?
Nobody. Nothing.
What do you think about New York being compared to San Francisco and Skid Row?
How it's getting there.
It's getting there?
Absolutely.
Who do you blame for all of this?
The mayor.
The mayor, de Blasio? Yeah. He's responsible.
Absolutely.
There's more, and that's of people in these hotels. Think about this. You live in an apartment building. Maybe some of you rent or you lease. Next thing you know, they'll be leased by the city to people who have no interest. I don't care if you have the biggest heart in the world. You got to keep your family safe. Listen to this.
Are you concerned?
I'm a bit concerned, especially as a woman at night, because I work at night and I come home late. And just during the day, I just saw one guy help another totally out of it guy across the street.
Yeah.
Must have been drugged.
The whole dynamics of the community have changed. I've been living here since the early 80s, and I've seen so many drug deals go down.
Right,
but
right.
I don't want those days to come back.
Yeah, either do I. I lived it. I was in high school and college. I watched it being transformed. It became the safest city in the world. Where's Mike Bloomberg in this? Rudy Giuliani's outraged. Bernie Kerik's outraged. Ray Kelly is off the hook. Where is Mike Bloomberg? He was there for 12 years. So I got to read this statement. So the thing making news right now outside from Congressman Lewis's funeral and president's in attendance is the president's comment that maybe he'll delay the election because everyone wants to do mail-in voting. This is from the campaign, Trump's. The president is just raising a question about the chaos Democrats have created with their insistence on mail-in voting. They are using coronavirus as their means to try to insulate universal mail-in voting, which means sending every registered voter a ballot, whether they ask for one or not. Voter rolls are notoriously full of bad addresses for people who have moved or non-citizens or who are deceased. Universal mail-in voting invites chaos and severe delays in results. And I'll tell you this, my mom passed away in 2018. Guess what she got in the mail? A ballot. And guess what else she got? $1,200. Think about that. That's how organized they are.
If consistent weekly income, sleeping like a baby during these crazy markets, and only spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. Hi, it's Preston James. You see, the Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. Check out the real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about the Money Press. Even if you've been frustrated and unlucky in the past, let me prove it to you now. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com. Now, you won't find any photos of rented private jets or any talk about day trading penny stocks. Just the real proof. See you at paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I've always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason. the people that, to whom, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is anticipating power outages, and he asked residents to have a week's supply of water, food, and medicine on hand as Isaias continues to head towards the southeastern coast as a tropical storm, but expected to gain hurricane strength later through the evening. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says it's going to pack a punch.
They're going to have some winds, going to have some high seas, rain, and some storm surge.
The storm is expected to forecast to approach the southeast coast of Florida early Sunday morning, and then travel along the state's eastern coast throughout the day. Expected to remain a hurricane through Monday, then slowly weaken as it climbs up the Atlantic coast. Lawmakers expect to meet again tomorrow, Sunday, to try to hammer out a new COVID-19 relief package. After 3 hours of work on Saturday, both sides say there was some progress, but more work needs to be done. The Trump administration wants the coronavirus relief bill to include money for a West Wing facelift.
Republicans are requesting $377 million for a long-delayed modernization of the West Wing in the next COVID-19 relief package. The money would also cover a new security screening facility for the Eisenhower Executive Office Building in the White House complex. Officials say the White House work would increase the ability to detect, mitigate, and alleviate external security and pandemic threats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Joe Biden nearing the final decision on his running mate, expected to announce his pick the week of August 10th, putting the announcement closer to the Democratic National Convention, which is the 17th, rather than the August 1st deadline that he had originally indicated. And veteran actor Wilford Brimley has died. The iconic star of Cocoon and The Firm passed away at home in Utah at the age of 85. Check out more news. Read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Belief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
India has recorded a steep spike of over 57,000 new positive cases in a recent 24-hour period, bringing its caseload close to 1.7 million.
July alone accounts for nearly 1.1 million confirmed cases across the vast South Asian country. Health officials are putting measures in place, though. A health minister says the country has achieved more than 1 million recoveries and has conducted more than 640,000 tests in a 24-hour period, taking the total number nationwide to nearly 1.9 million. Lockdowns remain in places across all containment zones, the extent of which is being decided by state officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pharma giants GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi Pasteur will supply 100 million doses of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine to the U.S. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If you're trying to squeeze in a summer vacation before school starts, you better do some homework on COVID-19 restrictions before you load up the old minivan.
The web of state and local quarantines is growing more tangled by the day. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have ordered visitors from a whopping 34 states to quarantine for 14 days. Chicago and Washington, D.C. have each singled out travelers from about two dozen states. Other states have their own lists. Some have an option for visitors to get tested instead. Patrick Foss reporting.
Spirit Airlines has warned up to 30% of its employees they're going to lose their jobs in October. Regional carrier Express Jet's future is in doubt as well as the pandemic continues to hammer the airline industry. Spirit's the latest airline to deliver layoff warnings to employees, which are required by federal law, 60 days before any large-scale job cuts. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hey, Seth, coming up at the bottom of the hour, you know, Pete's all over the television, and you see him on Fox and Friends Weekend. He's filling in for Steve Ducey on Fox and Friends, so I left him about a half hour ago, so he's got a half hour to cool down. We just interviewed Dr. Deborah Birx, and she's a lovely woman. I'm sure she's extremely bright and very, very, very experienced, but it just drives me nuts. Today, now, they're not even backing off the fact that we should be wearing goggles. Anthony Fauci said, yeah, we should wear goggles. Really? So we look like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar walking around along with our masks that you told us in the beginning we shouldn't use? And then when I asked her about kids and kids transmitting the virus, of course, we know there's almost no chance of that. She's like, well, we're pretty sure it didn't happen in Korea. Really? We've given you 6 months to answer that question. You still can't answer that question. Unbelievable. And these are the brightest, and we destroyed our economy to do it. We have 32 million people out of work, and another 1.4 million have just filed for unemployment claims for the first time. We used to 100,000. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big tech's out to get conservatives. That's not a suspicion. That's not a hunch. That's a fact.
Conservatives are consumers, too. Everybody should be able to speak their mind.
Yeah, that was Sensenbrenner, who was out of his mind yesterday, the second one. Jim Jordan, of course, the first. Big tech, big issues, few solutions. The most powerful CEOs in America, maybe in the world, testified on Capitol Hill. They weren't there, but they were beamed in. Zuckerberg, Bezos, Pinchot, and Cook. Privacy, bias, fairness, monopoly all permeated the conversation. But what was accomplished? What concerns you the most? What would you like to see done?
Number two.
DHS law enforcement presence will remain in Portland until we can be assured that the plan put in place by the governor and the Oregon State Police is working, is effective, and they can continue to do it night after night and keep the criminal and violent activity away from that courthouse.
Yeah, what's confusing about that? The Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf. Should we stay or should we go now? I'm talking about places like Portland. I'm talking about places like Seattle. It depends. It depends on who you ask. And I'm talking about federal troops. I shouldn't say troops. I should say agents. Mixed signals of unrest as unrest reigns. Last night, day 63, tear gas used, flashbangs needed. What the states are finally pledging to do and why the Trump team is not just taking their word for it.
Number one.
Local school officials make decisions about how and when to return. Dr. Anthony Fauci cited studies yesterday that children over 9 years old can transmit the virus just like adults.
You believe this? Corona. Seven states set single-day records in the South, and the virus is now worrying cities in the Midwest. Front and center at everyone's kitchen table is how to get kids back to school. What would it take for you to be comfortable if you're not comfortable yet? I'm personally ready now. Unions are likely not ready, maybe ever. They're talking about strikes in three states. Meanwhile, new stimulus package prospects? Dim. So let's get started. First on the coronavirus, I wish we had better news, but we don't have better news right now. Although they're bending the curve just a little bit, getting control of things in Florida just a little bit, as well as Texas. They're worried about some of these Midwestern cities, and I understand it. So we have to stay on top of it, but at the same time, we realize we can deal with it. We're getting on. More people are surviving. The ventilator thing is considered not optimum. So when people go on them, there's only a 20% chance of survival. But we should be working on getting kids back to school. Keep in mind, a lot of kids I know are in summer school right now. Right now. So if it's working in summer school with much smaller classes and much smaller areas, it can make it work. And I just wonder, and I have more respect for teachers than just about anyone that you know. Especially because I got lucky. Almost every teacher I had has made a major impact on me in a positive way. Or maybe I'm just in a great school district growing up and what I'm witnessing with my kids. But if these teachers weren't going to be paid if they didn't go back to school, like the restaurant owners, like the gym owners, like those who have clothing stores, like the ones that we're told who might have stores in malls, they are going belly up, and the PPP money is not sustaining them any longer. I wonder how many teachers would be out there finding a way to get classes to assemble in a safe environment, to get the little cubbies to go around the desks that we see overseas. We see them all over Europe. But right now, there's just no pressure to do that because they're going to get paid anyway. They all hate Zoom. We all agree that Zoom is not an effective learning tool. It's the best we got, but not an effective learning tool. So let's find a way to get this done. But with the virus, I believe that you're in a situation where it's not under control here, but I think it also is getting perspective on it's not under control in a lot of different places. For example, it is in Germany, they are getting worried. In Japan, they are concerned. In Australia, they're seeing a rise in cases. There are over 400,000 cases in South Africa. That's two-thirds of all the cases in all the continent of 56 separate countries in Africa. So here is, in terms of schools, here's Betsy DeVos proudly saying, no national plan. Cut three.
You know, there's not a national superintendent, nor should there be. Therefore, there's not a national plan for reopening.
So you go around, as he did yesterday with the vice president, see what people are doing in classrooms, see what Europe is doing, and then you steal right from them. So meanwhile, as we try to talk to expert after expert trying to find out what's next and what have you learned over the last 6 months, every day is a carnival with Dr. Fauci in particular. I don't doubt that he's bright and experienced, but he's not definitive in what he says. One minute we're not playing baseball. I don't see playing sports. Let's go back to school. What a lockdown. You've done better than ever. Well, we haven't locked down as a country. That's the problem. Now we understand Dr. Fauci is not happy with us just wearing masks, which he said nothing about in the spring. Cut one.
I think we're going to get to a point where eye protection is recommended.
You know, it might, if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can.
What are you talking about? Who the hell wants to use an eye shield? You might as well use it. You might as well not leave your house. We don't need another piece of apparatus to make sure our eyes don't leak over people. Dr. Birx, on the question, I was going just talking to her today about kids back to school. I don't get it. I mean, what do you mean the kids now can transfer this at a regular rate? You're not sure? Well, under 10 is a lot less. We thought that. Not so much. Listen to this. Cut five.
Do you believe, even in the hottest spot, there's a way to get kids back to school safely, being that their transmission is so low? The chances of them getting it is so small.
Well, first, let's go back to those two statistics. One, we know from examples around the country that children do get infected. What we do know is they do better, by and large. The question about whether they are less transmit the virus less is still an open debate. We have one study, it's not done in the United States, and I think that still is an open question. When you're talking about putting children back in school, the teachers, the grandparents that are home in multi-generational
households. Dr. Burns, can I stop you there? We've heard from experts who say it's almost impossible for kids to spread this to other kids and to adults. You're saying that's not true at all?
We have that one study in South Korea which showed that precise fact. What I can't tell you is in the United States, do I have an example, positive or negative, that confirms that study? And I think you know, with scientists, we like to have always more than one, so that they're more what we call asymptomatic and more likely to spread the virus without them knowing that they have symptoms. What we can do as Americans, if we want our children back in school, is we can help this country by everybody doing what the president has asked. Wear a mask, socially distance, avoid gatherings where you cannot socially distance and wear a mask, like bars and house parties, and this will bring down these case numbers.
Tell me that doesn't drive you nuts. So walk around, wear masks, and wash your hands, and sit back and watch the country crumble and the world go in control of China. And everything I told you might be true and might not be true. And if you question them, you don't believe in science. When they get on the same page, I'll start believing in science. Dr. Scott Atlas says they absolutely, it's not going to happen. There's very little danger of going back to school, let alone the psychological danger of staying out of school for the next 8 months. I'll take your calls on this, 1-866-408-7669. I didn't get to the other two topics, but they matter a lot. And I'll be getting to them with Pete, and we'll take in some calls, too. We'll probably stay for the whole half hour. And we'll be talking about the violence that took place in Portland. If you want the troops to leave, if you don't like the federal agents in your town, get it under control and pledge to use your state police, because you haven't been doing that. Meanwhile, the protesters are doing something really interesting. They are beginning to find the police chief's homes and protest outside of their house. Isn't that great? Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by the Ted O'Neill Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the most common cancers in the United States. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, you could be entitled to cash compensation. Bayer, the owner of Roundup, will pay more than $10 billion to cancer victims of weed killer Roundup. Call our weed killer cancer hotline now to see if you are entitled to cash compensation. Roundup has been one of the most commonly used herbicides in the U.S. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and exposed to Roundup, call now. Our attorneys have the experience and specialize in fighting for everyday people to get you the compensation you deserve. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, even if the loved one has passed away, call 800-705-9534 now to see if you are entitled to compensation. But hurry, time is limited. Call 800-705-9534. 800-705-9534.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A hero boy who's getting a superhero shield
makes today's Dean's List. Captain America star Chris Evans reached out to 6-year-old Bridger Walker of Cheyenne, Wyoming, with a personalized message via Instagram. He heard about Bridger when his Aunt Nicole first posted about her nephew's heroism on her Instagram, describing how the little boy had saved his sister from a dog attack. She wrote, "Saving his little sister's life by standing between her and a charging dog. After getting bit several times on the face and head, he grabbed his sister's hand and ran to keep her safe." Chris Evans saw the post and took a moment to acknowledge the real-life superhero. He said, "Pal, you're a hero, and what you did was so brave." Chris also promised to send the little boy an authentic Captain America shield from one hero to another. Well deserved. Thank you, Bridger. The world certainly needs to hear more about heroes like you. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Emily Mortimer, who stars in the new on-demand horror movie Relic, which is a twist on the haunted house tale, also serving as a metaphor for dementia. We spoke about how genre and horror films have a way of exploring topics like this.
And I think if you just had a straight drama about that same subject, it would be so heavy as to be almost impossible to kind of take on. Whereas this is, it's a ride. It's a wild ride, as well as really a movie that's saying something very deep and very beautiful about life and death.
The indie flick also has plenty of jump scares, which she admits she doesn't personally like.
I think some people really love being scared, and I don't want to really deal with it. But I did love watching this movie, and it made me think I should probably watch more horror films because I think they can be really cathartic. Yeah, I'm just too much of a scaredy cat. I need to train myself to get back into them and enjoy.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an Iron Curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I got a few minutes here, so I want to get to some as many calls as possible. 1-866-408-7669. Pete Hegseth at the bottom of the hour. We're also talking about what's happening in Portland, Seattle, Chicago. Now the president says he's going to help out in some of those other problematic cities, including Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're also going to take a look at big tech. Man, it affects everybody. Zuckerberg, Bezos, Pinchu, and Cook all up there. They're controlling our lives. And I thought the one thing that really stuck out with me was what Senator Warner said in an interview afterwards. And this is, you know, the bias, I think, is clear. You have the dominance of Facebook when they buy Instagram is clear. When you have Amazon, 38% of all retail sales are Amazon. When they have a product, they decide to make it their own and then put it first. That, to me, is clear. But I also thought, if you want to know the big story, and the impact of these big tech companies, and I'm proud that they're an American company, and I love that they're working hard to dominate. That's what capitalism is. Greed is good, that whole attitude. I also wish they would just be America first when it comes to defense contracts and Google. But when you talk about being a monopoly, I think that's what we're seeing now is the result. Senator Warner of Virginia said this yesterday. It's on this very last page. They did have some technical glitches. He said, basically, we're seeing a 40% decreases in startups since over the last 2-3 years when Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, and others began to emerge. I don't want to squelch innovation. Missy, listening online in Chicago. Hey, Missy.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was watching Fox and Friends. Oh, sorry. That was my alarm clock.
Oh, no.
I was watching Fox and Friends today, and Brian, I am a big fan and agree with you for most things, but I was disappointed in you and Pete rolling your eyes and stuff when talking about the face mask. I was a research nurse, and I'm not, you know, a pro on any of this, so I'm just telling you, quote unquote, my truth, which I hate that word, but my experience. And they're going as fast as they can on like the vaccines and stuff, which is incredible for me having, you know, ovarian cancer research, how fast they're getting it through. But also they keep giving us guidelines and they change as they're getting more information. So if they were not to say, okay, let's wear the eye shield now, and then all of a sudden that became the main form of transmission, how do you think everyone would react that they didn't?
Inexcusable. Missy, inexcusable. 6 months in, this is all they do for a living. They study different pandemics from Ebola to the swine flu to H1N1, whatever it is. In the beginning, we have the Surgeon General telling us, whatever you do, it'll make things worse, do not wear a mask. Then we have Fauci said, I was going to tell you to wear a mask, but I thought we'd run out. Meanwhile, there's a website on the U.S. Surgeon General's website, how to make your own mask. We're not children. Tell us. Now you decide we need to wear a mask, that's fine. When we asked her about this new thing called goggles, she starts telling us about decals that could make masks fun to wear. I don't want happy talk. It's too much damage to too many people. And don't tell me you can't go to Germany, go to France, go to England, see what they're doing in Sweden with students back in school and learn from that. Don't tell me about a Korean study, and that's all you have to go on. I'm sorry. I expect more. And even though she's a nice woman, there's too much at stake now. Appreciate your support. Michael, listening in Yonkers. Michael.
Hey, how you doing? Please send my condolences to Janice. I just found out about that.
Both her in-laws.
Oh, my gosh. I lost my mom on Easter over here, and I was in Florida. I couldn't even come here. I'm finally here.
Right.
I'm quarantining my brothers, and you got to fill out a paper on the plane. And, of course, they asked me about the sniffles and everything else, but then they started asking me a lot of other personal medical questions. I says, what does that have to do with COVID? Absolutely nothing. I'm not answering these questions. Every morning I get a text because I'm sure they're pinging my phone to see where I am. This thing with the mask, she was a nice lady. Listen, we need to get those doctors. Brian, get those doctors that were on there that they banned on Facebook and everything. Get them on the phone, interview them, because they need to take over Fauci. Fauci is garbage. We all know it. I'm a Latino. I am a Latino for Trump, and we are tired. And we're going to vote
Michael,
2020 for Trump.
I hear you, but he's not garbage. He's probably a nice man. But he changes his tune all the time. He is totally inconsistent depending on who he's talking to. And he's enjoying his fame way too much. He's talking about, wow, I never in my life dreamed of being a baseball card. I don't care about a baseball card. You're the leading U.S. evidently expert on a pandemic. Nobody cares about your baseball card. Who wants to play you on SNL? I want Brad Pitt. Enough. I want answers. I don't think we should have baseball. What are you talking about? No one asked you about baseball. You can't just ban an industry on a whim because you got a question on it. And you have to find out the best you can about kids in school. I want a prototype school. I want you walking through it. Tell us how to do it. And then decide what works in Montana as well as San Antonio, Texas. Jerry, listen on WOKV in Jacksonville. Jerry.
I love your show. I don't know how to explain this. I disagree with you, but to some extent I agree with you. My kid is not going to school.
How old?
I am fortunate enough that – hello?
How old is your child?
She's 9 years old. She's not going to school. Me and mom do not feel comfortable sending her to school. We spoke to the teacher. She says the teacher doesn't feel comfortable in there. But I don't take that into consideration. What I look at is in my life – we're not going to movie theaters. we are DoorDash's favorite customers because we do want to help our small businesses. But I have to protect my family first. And I understand where you guys are. My opinion is I'm not sending my kid to school until I feel safe. And I feel like if the president would have given the same amount of energy that he's given it to it now in February, we may be past this.
It wouldn't matter. You could have him instead of the vice president leading the charge. But President Obama had Joe Biden leading, handing out the money with the stimulus package. He had Joe Biden using the Ukrainian situation. He had Joe Biden handling Ebola and also the swine flu. You give your vice president stuff to do. You depend on the scientists, but they've destroyed our economy and still don't have answers for us. I totally respect you don't want to send your kid to school, but they are being damaged by not going.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are on radio and podcasts. Trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the campaign with Bret Baier.
The latest Fox News polls show promising numbers for former Vice President Biden in key states like Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. Co-founder and president of Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin.
I mean, I think there's a broad swath of voters that are put off by the idea that the Democrats are suggesting on national TV that we actually should engage in the argument of whether or not to tear down statues of George Washington.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are on radio and podcasts. Trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are on radio and podcasts. Trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, so long as you both shall live?
I will. MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not
my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. How do you stop the high number of police traffic stops of black drivers? Have someone else do the traffic stops. Berkeley, California, one of the most liberal cities in America, is exploring a plan to create a new force of unarmed civilians who would be responsible for routine traffic stops.
The goal is to try to reduce the racial disparities in stops.
Jesse Aragin is the mayor of Berkeley. Several studies have shown that the rate of police traffic stops for minor infractions is disproportionately higher when the driver is a person of color. As the city council approved the plan, many in the audience supported the idea. Some said it didn't go far enough and demanded that the entire police department be defunded. And some said a civilian traffic force will never work.
Or they're doing something that's unlawful. They're not going to stop. Or if they do stop, they'll give the person that's stopping them a hard time.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The CDC has put out those guidelines so that children can go back to school. I think every school district around the country, and certainly we have multiple school districts where the test positivity is under 2%. And we have a whole another set of school districts and counties where it's less than 5% and case counts are extraordinarily low. What we want is the whole country to be able to go back to school and all of those case counts down to what we call the green states. And we know that is possible because states have been able to do that and maintain that. So that's the evidence now of what works and how to maintain very low case counts. The rest of America needs to follow those guidelines and bring the rest of us into that green category.
So Dr. Deborah Birx telling Pete Hegseth and me and Ainsley on Fox and Friends 35 minutes ago, we're trying to get the case count low and maybe bring kids back to school while not definitively telling us that kids aren't spreaders. We thought for sure kids weren't spreaders. If you asked me a month ago, I'd say, yeah, we know that for sure. We're worried about teachers that might be compromised. Pete Hegseth's in studio. He's hosting the rest of the weekend, Fox and Friends weekend. Pete, what was your reaction?
My reaction was utter confusion. I mean, I'm looking at you across the set. We were throwing our arms up saying, and you made the best point at the end when you said, first it was no masks, then it was masks, then it was, you know, they stopped the virus. No, they don't spread the virus. And now it's face shields or goggles, which is the first time I've actually heard that. And I expected her to say, well, no, that's not it. Instead, she talked about decorative things on how creative people have gotten with their masks, which had nothing to do with the question, which is, are we going to look at a future here where you're telling us we've got to wear face shields and goggles? Which, if there's that much confusion on those basics, Brian, I don't – and there's CDC guidelines for schools, but no pressure to open them. It is chaos and confusion for every parent out there right now.
And what's convenient? Oh, let's blame President Trump on that. Wait a second. What are you talking about? You want to listen to scientists? I'm listening to scientists, and I don't know what they want. They're confusing each other. They are blatantly contradicting each other. And then last night, I want you to hear what Dr. Fauci told. I don't know. I forgot what show it was. Do you have that, Eric? Let's listen to Dr. Fauci.
I think we're going to get to a point where eye protection is recommended.
You know, it might, if you have goggles or an eye face or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can.
So if you have an eye shield laying around, because we all do, because I also am a welder, right, and yes. That's when I have just to relax.
An old hockey mask, maybe, with the clear plexiglass in the front
right.
Might work.
Yeah, yes, that'll be great, too. Or if you're an ex-defensive lineman with an eye socket injury and were forced to wear that shield
yes.
For a game, you could wear that. So now we're walking around with face masks and goggles. And if not, we're being selfish, right?
Yeah, LaDainian Lee Tomlinson's all set, too, with that dark blacked-out visor.
Yeah, standing right back.
Yes. Why don't we just go full-on hazmat suit? I mean, I don't know. I used to say I felt like the more we learned about the virus, the more we could responsibly conduct ourselves within it, except these scientific leaders keep throwing curveballs and changing their tune because maybe it's not as straightforward as they know everything about it, which means I think the best avenue is to let every individual make their own risk calculation without virtue signaling and saying, hey, Brian, I crossed you in the hall and you weren't wearing a mask, therefore you put me at threat.
No, you know,
let
what,
people
like,
make choices.
I do, and I understand, too, is you got to be responsible. For example, on a single-line highway, when traffic is going back and forth, you can't just say, I feel like going to the left and getting in a head-on collision. That's not okay.
Yep.
Similar, I understand, if you tell me, and I'm going to believe it for now, that masks work, I'll wear it. You got it. That's my responsible. I'll do it. But then also tell me, if you're going to condemn that 700-person house party, you better have a problem with a 3,000-person protest. Because even if they start out wearing masks, they're not, unless it's to stop tear gas. And I'm looking at this every night in multiple cities, no condemnation. And yet you have a huge problem with shirtless teens partying at chain smokers in the Hamptons, and you're going to arrest the organizers.
Which makes everyone feel like this is all political, which makes everyone reject guidance, even if it is scientific. So you've created a skepticism in the minds of everybody because the unequal application. We did this segment this morning of the beaches in California holding church services because can't do anything inside, got to go outside, so they're protesting by going to the beach. If they just turned that church service into a Black Lives Matter protest, there'd be no controversy.
It wouldn't even be taped.
It wouldn't even be taped. It'd all be fine. It'd just be called Wednesday. And that's when people get real fired up about what portions of the First Amendment are actually protected.
So just some of the things that have popped up. You know, Sweden, everyone's condemning their model. They're back to work. Their economy is moving again. We've lost, what, 32% of growth. We have now added another 1.5 million to our unemployed, all because Dr. Birx mainly said we have no choice but to shut it down. Then we hear after this sacrifice incalculable, and we're lucky. We got these great jobs, and the money kept coming in, right? We are so lucky.
100%. I mean, beyond fortunate to have the situations we do.
This happens, and now we're told, well, if we shut down entirely, we've been through this already, but we didn't. Really? If we shut down all 50 states entirely, South Dakota, Montana, then we would have been through this. No. I get a sense this virus has a say in this. And as I watch it come back in Japan, watch it come back in sections of China, watch it come back in South Africa, I have these numbers, 471,000 cases in South Africa, arguably the most economically, I don't think it's an argument, advanced country in Africa, of all 53, 891,000 cases in all. They have 471,000 cases in South Africa. Israel, so disciplined, right? They are to the point where they came back hard on them, to the point where Benjamin Netanyahu's approval has dropped to maybe 30%. So these countries that evidently we're the crazy ones who didn't care about the virus, they're suffering the same thing in percentage. Germany's getting extremely concerned that it's coming back. Spain is being banned from going to other EU nations. What makes you think this virus doesn't have a say in things?
Of course it does. And I think a lot of us hoped. I mean, listen, you're not a scientist, I'm not a scientist, but I heard scientists and doctors say, well, maybe in warmer weather, the virus, you know, won't be as robust. Well, we also knew that we can see it coming, Brian. It's the flu season is coming. Schools are going to open at some level. The virus is not gone. There is no herd immunity because of the policies that we pursued. And as a result, this isn't going anywhere. And so the only predictions that look like they're right, and this is sad to say, and I don't want to admit this, are the people at the beginning that said nothing's going back to normal until we have a vaccine. And I think a lot of that has to do with fear. I think a lot of it has to do with people ultimately resigned to the situation that we're in, because I still think we're in a situation where if you're young and healthy and robust, you can manage your own risk threshold and you can protect the people most vulnerable in your life.
So
we're just not able to do that at this
point. You have
point.
Seven kids between
yes.
you and Jen, right?
Yep.
Would they go back to school?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. They are, as of right now, going back to school.
Are they in private school?
Private school. Well, because I grew up in public school, loved it, but I can't do the indoctrination of it, at least where it stands today. So they're all in variations of Christian or Catholic private school. And those schools are saying we'll be open. I actually think a lot of parents are going to reevaluate public schools, not because of the indoctrination side, which is my side, but because the unions had such a grip on the risk and fear calculation that parents are saying, I can't do another 3-4 months of virtual. I have a job. My husband and wife has a job. I don't have the fortune of working that easily from home. It creates another crunch. And people look around and say, at some level, is this something Democrats want because they know that economic depression hurts the president and helps their prospects? I hope not, but I hear a lot of people saying it.
To me, there's no question.
Yeah, they're just – I mean, you want to believe people would not go to that level, but you see all the evidence in front of you and realize, my goodness, how much the deck is stacked against President Trump.
So listen – I have a lot of teachers listen to me, and I got a lot of emails. My daughter's a teacher. My son's a teacher. I'm a teacher. I'm working hard. We're trying to make this work. Sadly, not as many are that determined. Maybe they're just legitimately concerned. Or if they weren't getting paid regardless, would they be working harder to get started and get online? Teachers Union President says they're looking to strike in 3 states, Texas, Arizona, and Florida. They don't like the protocols that have been set up. You know what I would do if I wanted to work? Oh, is that what you have? My principal superintendent, call up my teachers. I'm going to make it corona friendly. I'm going to get that scientist in my county. I'm going to say, can you meet me at the school? Can we find a way to put arrows on the floor? Can you put these desks at a place in which I can get 20 people in that classroom with proper spacing? Can you tell me a deal I can get cardboard to go around the desk to give the kids somewhat of a shield? And this is not new. This is stuff I've seen in other countries. When we see a terror attack in another country, Ray Kelly used to send the NYPD counterterror force to go study mm-hmm. Jordan and all these places where there was explosion in hotels. Why? Because it's happening here. Why can't we be sending some elite teachers and principals to Germany, to France, to Spain, wherever they're teaching again in Japan and Taiwan? What are you doing? How are you doing it? What is your protocol in case some kid does test positive?
That's exactly right. But the pitched political battle is a lot easier. I also think it's even simpler. If you're a teacher who feels uncomfortable or feels like you'll be threatened, don't go to work.
Do what football does. They give you they give you somewhat of a salary, $150,000, to not play.
Yeah, and sooner or later you'll make your own decision based on the evidence before you of the teachers that did go and the kids that did go. These teacher unions are able to take advantage of it. Now you got Democrats with a $3 trillion stimulus bill that are saying we need more money for schools in order to do this. That's always where they go. And you have to wonder that if this was a President Biden, whether the fight would be the same. Instead, here with President Trump, of course there's a fight.
I hope we never find out. 1-866-408-7669. Pete Hegseth's here. Pete, as you know, wrote American Crusade, best-selling book, Our Fight to Stay Free. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. And also, Pete's in with us on Fox and Friends tomorrow, and then he's got 8 hours over the weekend. And he also took an RV trip.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Well, my thing is, mine's different because I did it almost as transportation. I went there. It was great. We didn't do much stopping.
Okay.
You actually camped.
Yes. It was a whole – are we doing it now or in the next segment?
Back in a moment.
Okay.
You're with Brian Kilmeade. Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text ALL to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text ALL to 42424 right now. Text ALL to 42424. That's ALL to 42424.
If consistent weekly income, sleeping like a baby during these crazy markets, and only spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. Hi, it's Preston James. You see, the Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. Check out the real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about the Money Press. Even if you've been frustrated and unlucky in the past, let me prove it to you now. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com. Now, you won't find any photos of rented private jets or any talk about day trading penny stocks. Just the real proof. See you at paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum.
Dr. Shelby Steele, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution.
I don't think it's the smartest thing in the world for blacks to worry that much about politics. I don't think you will find many solutions to the problems they face in the political arena, no matter who becomes the president.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So, Brian, have you ever driven an RV before?
Never driven an RV before. Only been in one maybe 4 or 5 times.
Just like a truck, basically. You know, hit the brake, and then with the right foot, and then you can put it in drive.
All right, there's the fine. Let's go. Yeah. Now, only if I knew where I was going.
You kind of take a left here.
Just realize I have the good china in the cabinets. I better not make any hard turns.
And that was the first time I was in an RV. Welcome back, everyone. Pete Hegseth is here, who just took an RV trip. That was for the book tour, Allison. And I guess I did an Instagram or something in it. And I thought it was, wow, a wide open road. What's the problem? Flat roads in Florida. Then starting in New York, the BQE, these tiny lanes. I'm trying to judge these things. These cars are beeping at me. One of my doors on the bottom, those hatches, popped open. They're pointing to it. I'm like, wow, this guy's really mad at me. He's like, no, your hatch is open. We had to pull over.
Oh, my
God. But it's a lot of fun. I think the country's up 400% in RV purchases.
Absolutely. It is a ton of fun. I'll tell you, it's like the first time you bring a baby home from the hospital. You're like, I'm not qualified for this. Like, there should be some training. And when you leave the RV lot, you leave with this monster of a truck, bigger than anything you've ever driven.
Because you have all these kids, seven kids.
Yeah, and then you realize you're driving to a house to pick up 7 kids and go across the country. And we did. I know you were going kind of to and from, but you stopped. I mean,
We stopped a lot.
We did kind of the campgrounds along the way.
Great.
And the kids had a ton of fun, but in the front, you have to have seatbelts. In the back, state laws are different, and you're trying to be safe, but they're...
No seatbelts in the kitchen.
No, in the kitchen or the living room, or, the, you know, they're playing Uno up above you, the cards in the thing. But it's a great way to get out right now.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as you can stay safe with it, you got to figure out if you feel good driving it. But, you know, you talked about when those 18-wheelers go by you, it's like, boom, you feel the shake. Yeah, and the wind gets you, too.
I could never go on automatic pilot. Like, when I drive, I don't even know. You just drive. And unless you're jarred into something about to happen, you just drive. You're on automatic pilot. You think about other things. I couldn't think about other things.
That's 20 hours of not thinking about other things.
But I had the two Great Pyrenees, so we took a lot of breaks. We were concerned about them. They
can't use the bathroom in the RV.
Not that we could see. And plus, I said to the guys, you know what? We don't really have the liquid to neutralize the smell, so let's not use the bathroom. So we were stopping. Right? So my kids are, 12th grade now, second year of college, and just graduated college.
That would be a fun age to do, too.
But your kids, that to me is a lot of fun, though. Because your kids love every minute of it.
Every minute. They're out the back waving at cars, and they created a point system in the back. And we're looking up, is it legal for them to do that? 1 point for a car, 2 points for a honk from a truck, and 3 points for another RV. They come running up, and they go, hey, Dad, we got a four-pointer. I'm like, well, what's a four-point? He goes, a cop. Thinking that might not be good.
Right.
Apparently, he's seen that before.
Yeah, evidently. Cars. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. But see, in a time in which no one's traveling, a lot of time in which maybe you don't feel comfortable or other countries are banning us, which all of Europe did.
Yep.
And it's fine.
And but these campgrounds, Campground of America, it's kind of like I would describe it as the McDonald's
KOA,
of camping. Yeah, KOA. You just book it online as you're going, roll into your spot, plug it in. Pull out the tent, fire up the grill, and you're all set. And the kids don't need anything else. Like, they go jump in the pool or go run in the woods, and you see them a couple hours later, feed them a hot dog, and then once they're in bed, then you can have a drink.
Yeah, just make sure they're all on the campground.
Accountability was something we struggled with.
Right.
We eventually locked it in. Yeah. Okay. It took some practice.
All right, Rob, thanks so much, Rob. Rob is on with us from Wisconsin. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Brian, thanks a lot for taking the call. Listen, a couple quick points. First of all, one on the disinformation on this COVID thing. There were a couple studies out there. I just read an article not too long ago by a Florida doctor who'd been practicing over 30 years. And one of the things that he said in this article was that the Florida Department of Health was requiring, he had a patient that had died, causes not related to the COVID, but had happened to test positive for the COVID at the time of death. And the health department said, well, if there was a positive test, then put that as the cause.
We hear that all the time.
All
right?
The time. Yeah.
COVID-related.
And so his point was dying with the with the COVID does not equate or is not the same thing as dying by it. So that's the first thing. And let me give you a quick example of that. You get a patient that's got COPD, right, happens to test positive for the virus and then ends up dying. You're going to tell me that the virus was what killed him?
It accelerated it. I know what you're saying. Thanks so much. That's an underlying condition. What two of my son's friends were around, one of their friends, my son's away right now, tested positive. So they all lined up, and the line was so long, two of the kids left. You know what happened last week? They got letters in the mail saying they tested positive.
Really?
They signed up for the test, never took the test.
Whoa.
They got two letters back to their house says they tested positive. And this isn't the first time. I'm hearing this a lot. And we know what happened in Orlando where they called up. They said there was 100% positive test from this area. And they said, no, it wasn't 100%. It was 9. And then the other, remember the Veterans Center, the Veterans Medical Center in Orlando area? They said 72% tested positive. They go, no, it was 7.
What do you do with that? How do you interpret that?
What do you think of Florida's numbers? If I just told you those two stories that the Fox affiliate came up with, that the medical experts told them it was recorded wrong.
And then you add it to dying with or dying from or accelerating. I mean, that's why numbers truly can lie.
There's no good side to the story. The market's reflecting that
exactly
today.
Right.
And that rescue package that we can't afford couldn't be further away. So,
true.
Pete, I don't mean to take you down, but we both had good RV vacations.
Oh, it was amazing.
All right.
I recommend it.
Perfect.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by the Ted O'Neill Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the most common cancers in the United States. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, you could be entitled to cash compensation. Bayer, the owner of Roundup, will pay more than $10 billion to cancer victims of weed killer Roundup. Call our weed killer cancer hotline now to see if you are entitled to cash compensation. Roundup has been one of the most commonly used herbicides in the U.S. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and exposed to Roundup, call now. Our attorneys have the experience and specialize in fighting for everyday people to get you the compensation you deserve. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, even if the loved one has passed away, call 800-705-9534 now to see if you are entitled to compensation. But hurry, time is limited. Call 800-705-9534. 800-705-9534.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.